Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, but as a known scientist, it's a bit surprising if the girl blinded me with her.
Oh yeah, blinded
me with science, and that's where this program is going to be kicking off today. Welcome to the Helios Business Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones, and we're about to turn it into another one of those fantastic mind-bending thought processes that we all have to think about, because we are definitely a part of this new world order. Must come to grips with that one, y'all. No way around it. After today's program and many other programs that has been on, somebody must become deprogrammed eventually. Now, today's program, the killing of JFK, not one, not two, but now three of this monolithic family with a historical ingrained history in America culture that probably would never go away. So many incidents that we can go to, but just go with the ones they knocked off. First, they knocked off this John, and then Robert, and then we got this new one here, the son of the assassinated. Now, I'm trying to figure out, how long can this keep going on? Are we watching these things? So today, we're going to hit on all facets of these programs that we had last week. Shout out to my brother, Brother Harold, my brother. Special love to you. That was a great program last week. And we got reverberations from that program, which I'm going to bring up, because it's around the world ramifications. You know, we just don't come on here and talk about little small things. It's big stuff we talk about. We just make it seem small. But the numbers show, the numbers, facts matters before we get into that, pretty much ties into all the shows we have done. We bring the facts. That's what we do. Facts matters. And even last week, many people were still confused because I got calls. They were like, man, I'm going to check into that, but it sounds like this. It sounds like, hey, it sounds like what it could be or what it can be, impossible dream. But it can be manifest, obviously, through human initiatives. Now, these experiments, and that's what they are, these experiments today will prove that the whole world is under this, not just America. America, you're just the last frontier, the last vestige of an ideology that still may be manifested in the minds of many. But let's go with this. Now, it ain't like the crypto or the FTX and all this ain't being utilized. It's being utilized all around. We're going to have court cases. We're going to have people get killed. I'm going to show you how this all ties into the reality of it all. It says less than 1 in 10,000 Nigerians use the e-Nari on a weekly basis. So for every 1 in 10,000. 1 in 10,000, that's this one. So that's not many. For every 10,000, there's maybe one person. And so even though the Nigerian government is promoting it heavily, limiting cash withdrawals to $45 a day. Now, can you imagine if y'all hit America? Because it's coming. I'm just giving you a synoptic overview of what's going to take place. If $45 a day, is creating a huge cash shortage in Nigeria as we speak. As the, you know, currency, you know, it's going to cause a problem. Cash shortage. You know, central banking, you know, central banking network. It's going to be cause a problem. And here's the thing. The Central Bank of Nigeria is not printing new bills or taking away the old ones. So they're not printing new bills, and they're taking away the old bills out of circulation. This is going on right now. Also, they can finance this dream of, you know, central bank digital currency. They already got the name. So not only are they doing it, I'm going to show you how crazy this is. And again, the Nigerian government became the second government in the world to release its own central bank digital currency. And so far, it has not been proven successful. So the Nuri became the second public in the world. After, who's first? Well, isn't it funny that Epstein Island is in the Bahamas? Ain't that strange? All, I mean, everybody off the coast, Frank Bankman Free, I think he was in the Bahamas too. They all have these, you know, islands and shit out there by themselves, control. You can buy islands today. So it's like the earth's still for sale. It never stops. So the earth for sale, guess what you are? And so it's not going to work out, but it is going to work out. See how it's a duality. It seems like it ain't going to work out, but it's going to work out because guess what? They ain't going to print no new ones. So what's coming? So the Nigerians do not trust their own government. They don't trust their own government. This coming out their own news. So I'm like, man, everybody don't trust the government. That's not, you know, this. But the Bahamas really threw me off. Now, the Bahamas is called Sand Dollar Project. Look it up, the Sand Dollar Project. So we'll be tailgating off that from the last show. We'll be dabbing into it because there's more news to that one. I got the clips. I'll be playing that later on because guess who wants to join Brexit? Not Brexit, the BRICS. Country that we always talk about on this program. All the time in the Bible story, and somehow it's always in everything. We're going to have to get deep today with that one, too. Yeah, they want to join, but we'll talk about that. Then we're going to talk about a little bit about these movies. I went to go see the movie, Sound of Freedom. Me and my son, we went to go see it. All I could tell a person is, could have been much worse. But what they showed was just enough to get you to know how bad it really is. And it didn't even piggyback off of the other one with Nessa Taken. Taken was about showing you who was the big boys all over Europe. They were the Arabs. Over here showing you who the big boys are, and they're going to be the cartels. So I'm looking at it, and I give credit to the dude who went in to hostile territory and did his thing, but I always find stuff people send me, and I go on these sites and find out. It's out there. Picture was financed by some Freemason cats. And these Freemason cats funded the movie. Go look it up. And they funded the movie Sound of Freedom. And I said, okay, well, Hollywood's full of them, so no biggie. But then I realized, it was a hidden agenda behind this. I said, ain't this something? Not only was it funded, but they also are part of a thing called Who Chipped Children. Listen to that, Who Chipped Children. It's a North American Masonic Lodge that have an initiative called Masonic Children Identification Program. Next this up, called CHIPS. Program were supported by monetarily by the Grand Lodge levels, and are staffed by volunteers from subordinate lodges, as well as law enforcement and dental professionals. I said, oh, hell, God damn, this is crazy shit. So they can identify these missing children that this movie was portraying to be. But it only comes to find out the agenda is to chip the children. Y'all go look it up. And then connected to all that, I said, well, damn, y'all should be a little bit understanding why they want you to defund the police. It's not you wanting to defund the police. You got to be joking. It's the financiers who want to pretend to defund the police to put in a new security system. And I'll be giving you that name as well. I mean, it's amazing. I laugh at my own shit. I said, damn, if I can find this shit out and the people don't even have a clue, that's amazing to me. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, there's a people out there who knows about this. So y'all hear it, tell people it's very strange. Look up this initiative. But then it goes with Jamie Foxx was acting crazy. And I said, damn, this is crazy. Jamie Foxx returning people purses in one of them cities he was in and all this. I'm like, what is this? Jamie Foxx, now he's coming out talking for the first time. But then they say he's speaking on Oprah, luring him into Quincy Jones' gay ritual. I said, now this is getting ridiculous. They bringing that back up too. I mean, all of the occult world stuff just right in your face. So I'm like, here we go again. And we all know that could it have been an issue with him revealing things. Remember, He was supposed to be talking about P. Diddy and all this craziness. I don't know. But somehow, these stories have been told to, from Tupac and all, that these parties exist, all from Cat Williams. So we got to know there's some validity to this. So they throwing that out there, but it's really beyond that. It's all about the DNA, y'all. DNA. So while all that's going on, we already know the ritual exists. So that's like they telling you again for what reason you want to ask the man. Then we goes and look up some more stuff that goes along with today's program. And, you know, I said, man, people give you these ritual names. Y'all been saying Brandon for Biden, but, you know, they reversed that. Now it's called Operation Dark Brandon. No, y'all never heard of it. If you have, you should stop. You should have brought this up to everybody immediately. That's why we're doing it today. This operation is unbelievable. It is just for gas stoves. The Brandon Biden administration, ruled will outlaw nearly all portable gas generators. The crackdown come as the country faces increased risk of power outages. It's called Dark Brandon. The Biden administration regime to ban gas generators, then unleash grid down attacks on America so you will have no recourse of trying to find heating or anything else. Also, so you didn't know, just because, you know, you guys probably don't realize what you voted on, because I know many did, even if you say you didn't, I don't, you know. When the pipeline got taken out of everybody, when that, you know, that pipeline that they had where we were getting gas at cheap prices for ourselves, when they closed it, they closed down your ability to generate extra energy from gas. That's how come now the grids are going out, because the gas lines are not pumping and refueling them, because it was cut off. And that was cool with all y'all out there. Ain't said a word, still making all these crazy assumptions about this, that. Let's just say for once, everybody right. It is a new world order. Trump in it too. Let's just go with that premise. So we can have a fun show today. All y'all can sit this over a little bit. Let's say he is with it. But let's go with this premise that you still have to give the people opportunity to see what's happening. So if a person is giving you all the lingo that should wake you up and you don't, then you cannot blame that person. You can call them everything, but that person... mission was to wake you up subliminally, not literally. I'm gonna wake y'all up. No, subliminally. You only go so far in trying to wake up masses of people before they start to hate you. You should know that, everybody on this line. Just try to go and do something that's positive. It will have, first of all, positive in your own community, and watch the resistance. You will see resistance immediately. So that shows you, if you have done that, you will know what I'm talking about. Because the old vanguard don't want the new vanguard. That's what this war about, old and new vanguards. So if they could pull this off, everybody, you will have no excuse, because you have heard, and you should be telling others, that when your legislators in your local municipality decide to tell you that you will be banning outlaw gas furnaces and gas that, and you watch it because you still only fixated on Trump and some bullshit, You don't know what politics is. It's right in your local backyard. That's what's happening here in South Florida. Anything could take place. We would be obliterated. So keep that in mind. I got all the facts to back this up. Not just my mouth. They come right from them. I mean, right from their own mouth, they tell you what we're going to do. So the grids are going down. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. The grids are going down. Going down. I don't know what area, first, second, third, but they started. They already warning the people. And then, like I said before, when you get people who warn you about something like the deep state, you didn't hear deep state before. You didn't hear that much at all. It was in books, unless you read espionage books back in the day, the 70s, when they were talking about the deep this, deep throat. Remember all that shit? Yeah, if you was into that remembering stuff, you can understand where this is going when they say deep state. Now, somebody as a president telling you there's a deep state, Kennedy told you was a deep, I'm going to play all, because it's 1, 2, 3, and 3 going down. See, they showed you what they can do when the masses remain ignorant. But here it goes. It says the intelligence of the deep state, the secret network dedicated to protecting the fraudulent banking system. Now, y'all had some things. I much love to sit there and go to Antoinette for back in the day, and even Wes was on them shows with Mr. Talk and all that back day, and facts, some fact, can't think of the other thing. All them cats would be on this show. We used to have big debates and big arguments, and they would go berserk on some of the programs. But they were talking about this back in the, 8, 15, 20 years ago. The bank, all wars are banker wars. That's just it. Just like all police protect the rich. Plain and simple. Ain't no way to lie about it. I don't care if you got good family members that are great cops, but the major premise is the protection of the elites is the reason for police. Period. You can make up something in your own mind. That's fine. That's why you're in America. You can think what you want, even if it's full of shit. You can think it. Now, all wars. So get that through your head. If you see a war pop up, ain't got nothing to do with no democracy or freedom of the people. That's bullshit. Plain and simple. Can't do it no more for you. Every war, even the ones that we all got drawn into or went and joined, was all for banks. Period. Now, once you get past that reality, things become easier. Now, but dedicated to the fraudulent banking system, advancing the satanic agenda. That satanic agenda is not biblical. Don't think about the devil and shit. Satanic means adverse to nature. And it means Saturn, the great planet Saturn, who is, well, there's some people say Nibiru. You want to call it what it is? Call it what you need to call it. But that's not what you think. Saturn got power. And so y'all say Satan, but it's Saturn. And because of that, they have all dedicated themselves to Saturn. That's why everybody wears black robes. This is old school knowledge. Now, to dedicate this, they also got Freemasonry is involved, organized Zionism is involved, intelligence agency, CIA, Mossad, M16, MI6, police, everything, army. They all work together. And they're working on a mass surveillance with the NSA to assure them of all what? Enemies of the state. That movie was made. Oh, that was a good movie. Gene Hackman, that was one of Will Smith's greatest movies to me. And then the big news, always have been. It's almost that time to bring the bones in. The World Economic Forum is pushing an agenda of transhumanism. Y'all been saying it. Vindication to everybody out there listening who's been telling people. They already made them transhuman. It's already done. The whole idea is to eradicate Christianity, replace it with the new AI religion. I will give that religion later on another show because I have the name that they are given. It's under the guise of the New Age movement. It's under that guise. Get ready. Christianity is already dead. I'm going to prove it today with facts. During COVID, Home Depot open. Church is not. Okay. Home Depot's open, but church is not. Number two. Church can't be political at all. Otherwise, they lose all federal funding. That was first, actually. Once they did that, it was dead. It became a corpse. So that's why they people say the church of the dead. It's simple. You might look alive, but you're dead. Anybody can go to church now and can watch church be taken over by the government and have nothing to say, then you are of Caesar. Your own book tells you that. So don't act like you are Christian. You're not a Christian. You can't be a Christian because Christian values don't exist in your vocabulary. There's nothing Christian about many of you on this line pretending to be Christian. Now, you can say, who he to judge? I'm not judging. I'm just giving you the facts of how you cannot be Christian and follow this abortion plan. It's impossible. Find in the Bible, unless you won't be worshipers of Molech. Then, okay, now I wonder. So you're not Christian, you're worshipers of Molech. Plain and simple. You don't know you are, but you are. That's called child sacrifice. Okay, so that's why it's happening, because you are really of that. Second, whoever heard of Christians that will let a woman say she a man and let a man say she a woman? That's in the Bible. That's supposed to be Sodom and Gomorrah, supposedly. I'm just giving you your own book examples. Now, you could tell Sodom and Gomorrah had some gay shit going on, because when Lot said, hey, you want to fuck my daughters, man, come on. Hey, they fine as hell. That's what we do in this country. We give our daughters up. They said, nah, man. Nah. We want man booty or whatever booty they was getting. But these angels did not want regular pussy. Plain and simple. So obviously, that ain't the agenda of the so-called, but it is if you are not really you're a fake Christian. See, that's why this is happening. Because anytime somebody can watch this and say, that's Jesus, really? Let's see today if this is Jesus. Now, Jesus must didn't want no pussy, if that's what y'all saying. And he must have been gay. Because he's with all these dudes. But then I read the real Jesus story that they have. He got kids and married and wife. They were whores. Mary Magdalene, Ruth, all of them was whores, which was actually, I stand by this, they were actually goddess prostitutes, royal sacred prostitutes. Plain and simple. That's why prostitution is the number one thing in the world. It is never going anywhere. Period. You can believe it is, as you, but never going anywhere. You will prostitute yourself for a car payment, a bill. You will do it. You're doing it. That goes for man and female. So that prostitution is a duality. There's men prostitutes and you know what the men prostitutes are. See, for years I've been pretending like pages don't exist. You know, they've been having pages. They had gay senators, Barney Franks and all of them had orgies in the house of the chambers. Come on, y'all. Stop acting like this some new shit. You just ain't Christians because it's acceptable. You're more like Roman barbarics that all things go. That's what you are. We are all. So today, before I start the show, they killed two presidents in our modern era. Tried to shoot one, but he didn't die. Remember, Reagan got shot, Hinckley and all that. So killing the messenger is not even a problem at all. At all. But some people have given you warnings, big time people, really big. Trump gave you warnings. You see what he going through. Everybody who gave you warnings, either they shot or they in a lot of legal shit. So listen carefully now, because this will affect everybody. Oh, no doubt. This will affect everybody. And the reason why the Democratic Party, and the word, first of all, I should do a test on everybody. If y'all say y'all fighting for democracy, that is not true. You're fighting for the bankers. If you was fighting for the republic, then, because there would be no usury, the usury law would be like the Arabs amongst each other and the Jewish bankers. They don't charge their self-interest, but they charging us, because we are still today, regardless of what you believe is your business, but you are collateral to this democracy, because you will be affected.
you all are going to stay in the house until we have a vaccine. It's not going to be safe to come out. And that is a tremendous power to tell people they have to wait and do that until you get the vaccine. Now, you know what? I think there is a struggle between two different ways to handle this quarantine. And everybody's saying listen to the scientists. But there's a flaw there, which is the scientists can tell you, maybe can model, they can model how many people are going to die from coronavirus using different scenarios. You know, if we all go back to work tomorrow, here's how many people die. If we all stay locked up for 6 months, here's how many people. And they can do that probably pretty well. Number one, isolation kills lots of people. It kills people through depression. It kills people through mistakes. It kills people from not getting, you know, routine medical care. It kills people a lot of different ways, but also unemployment kills people. So there's a really good 1982 book that's considered authoritative, and that book did all of the modeling on, you know, on historical unemployment rates, and this was a long time ago, so our population has, you know, almost doubled since then. But what that book found is that for every point in unemployment, if there's 37,000 people die. 9,000 people die from heart attacks, 900 people die from suicides, all these different reasons that they die. And then 3,300 people go to prison for every 1 point, and an extra 4,000 people end up in mental institutions. And instead, CNN reports every year that the flu deaths in this country were between 60,000 and 90,000. And they'll say it's worse than ever. It could be 95,000 deaths this year of flu. Take your flu shot. And if you go around and ask people, do you actually know anybody who's ever died of the flu? Most people will tell you no. If 95,000 people were dying every year of flu, we'd all know people who died of the flu. The truth is that the year they said 95,000, which was 2 years ago, there were 2,000 people who died of the flu. The average death rate for the flu over the past 20 years is around 1,000 people a year. And what they do is they conflate the mortality and morbidity data for pneumonia with the flu. And only 7% of pneumonia cases are actually caused by the flu, of pneumonia deaths. The rest of them are non-flu or respiratory infections. So CNN just lies about that every year, and I don't think Sanjay Gupta and Anderson Cooper actually want to lie, but it's part of their gestalt that they're supposed to push the flu vaccine, they're supposed to scare the hell out of everybody and make everybody think they're going to die if they don't get it. So they do that, and the fact is that the flu does not kill that many people in this country. It's not a dangerous disease, and it and the flu vaccine is caused a lot more harm than the flu does. The third leading cause of death in this country is pharmaceutical drugs. So they're not making us healthier. We have the most aggressive vaccine schedule in the world in this country, and we have the worst health in our children and adults. We have the worst infant mortality. We have, if you look at any of the metrics, the U.S., I think it's 72 in the infant mortality in the world. We're around Syria and Costa Rica. And when I was a kid, we were number one on all of those. We were the best, the healthiest people in the world, the best healthcare system. Today, we're paying the most money for the worst outcomes, and a lot of that is because pharmaceutical advertisements, not only do they advertise on TV, but they control content. And my family, I worked for hundreds of hours when I was in high school at Wasatch Home for the Retarded because it was a central preoccupation of my family, children, particularly with intellectual disabilities. I had a lot of exposure to it, but it's not where I wanted to spend my life, a lot of empathy. I really was committed to spending my life trying to clean up rivers and clean energy and those issues. One of these women came to my home in the summer of 2004 with a big pile of scientific studies. about 18 inches thick, and she put it on my front porch. She was a psychologist from Minnesota named Sarah Bridges. She had a child who had gotten autism from vaccines, had actually gotten a $20 million award from the Vaccine Court, which recognized that his autism had come from the vaccine. She brought...
That's Robert Kennedy Jr., the one who's running for president right now. He is under attack by his own party just recently on the fact that he was an anti-vaxxer. That's the number one. They didn't care nothing about his how to clean up bridges, clean up forests, clean up rivers. None of that made no sense to them. The only thing they cared about was that the vaccine be administered. And that was from the Democratic Party. Now, y'all got to ask yourself some questions. Yeah, y'all going to say it's too... No. If one agenda is being pumped by one group the most, then that group is definitely the most dangerous. But the group that's in your own opposite parties that even sits amongst them, which would be different groups of arbitrary people that join different things and be spies, that's in your Bibles, just in case you didn't know, spying is in the Bible. Obvious, how you take over somebody's land unless you send in spies, according to the book of Leviticus. And the reason why I'm getting to all this stuff today, because when y'all see who's joining the BRICS next, I want to see what y'all will have in a rebuttal to how this could be happening to one of the most holiest of people in the world. I'm opening up the mic. We are attacked by something unreal here. Let me go to 9927. I got 6661. Both of y'all in. Hit it one. Go ahead, sister. I'll let you hit it first.
Resurrection, everyone.
Yes. Much love to the resurrection. You ain't lying. We need
we
that.
We all erected today. Yes, indeed. Yeah, this is a lot. Definitely yes, a lot. Because, you know, everything is connected. You know, I watched Tyrone. They cloned him. And who's been experimenting for the longest and who's working with who and how they look and the color. Everybody want to be stuck up on the color. But what you don't understand, it's not about the color because the same color is fucking you in the ass royally. Royally.
Royally.
The scientists, the same color.
The royal
same
flush.
Color as you think it's the white man.
That's deep.
Which white is nothing. That is nothing but a status. And when you start to understand these languages, words, and what they mean, you go understand that status don't mean shit. And when you understand black don't mean shit either, okay? But when you understand the nationalities that's getting involved in all of this and have always been involved in all of this, and then also those, the Saturn, the Draconian galaxy, those that's over here, that, listen, all this stuff is all connected. They've been telling us for decades we've been invaded. They've been telling us before I was born. When I went back and looked at and listened to the shit my mother and father was listening to, they've been telling us that we've been slaves. It's not just our type of people. No.
Right.
It's everybody.
Worldwide slavery is going on.
Always being mind wiped and reset. Mind wiped and reset and experimented on. Mind wiped, reset, right, and experimented on. And the experiment is the reset. And it's just like that one movie where the aliens had a piece of land, which was their ship, and they had the humans. They kept resetting them every night. At 12 o'clock, they was getting reset until the one white boy decided to free everybody. It's the same. It's the same thing. It's always the same thing. Mind wipe, and experiment and reset. Same shit over again. But
You've been telling us to watch some stuff for years, or colony. Now let me ask you, because let's go with reality here too, because this is reality. What they was, what happens? You think if they when they do this money change? What you think about, like, people today, how would you see us
our
reacting?
Our DNA is changing. They've been experimenting on us with the food. And they'll experiment on their own. They don't care.
They don't care
who it is.
Of course they don't care. Yeah.
That's right. experimenting on us with the food. Now they want to control the narrative. Everyone out there, it's about controlling the narrative and being in control of the helm. So we're no longer in control of the helm because we're all just slaves, period, mind-controlled slaves. Ain't nobody exempt from this shit, including me. So,
that's why we understand these shows. Now,
and erected. We have to keep ourselves erected.
What about the $45 a day? Say, for instance, they decided to tell y'all in y'all region, in our region, that we can only take out $45 a day like they're doing in Nigeria
now. I was like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They try. They want to keep it to 500. Remember, they was trying to make everybody 500.
Yeah.
It's 500 for them.
It's
500.
Think about it. $45, y'all. That's all your bank will give you a day. A day. This is happening now.
It depends on your needs. If you're getting $45 a day, now you know you got to have it. You got, everybody got to fucking have, I don't give a, you got to have it, okay?
Yeah. Can you
$45 a day going to make you rebel and go out.
Yes, it will.
And
yes,
become
it will.
become the pimp, the hoe, and the hustler.
Yeah, I can't see nothing good coming out of $45 a day. I really don't. I see that what you just said happening. Let me give my brother here, you got a comment, you've been, no one even talk about the Bahama Sand Dollar Project. I mean, here it is right in our backyard. And let me let everybody know, our area is a crypto city. That's how I'm nervous about it, because even though I know it's coming, I'm saying they don't even tell the workers or the people that you are becoming a crypto city here in South Florida. Amazing. Go ahead.
Not even in the bank. They not even doing it in the bank. The people that work in the bank don't even know. Half of them, maybe some,
yeah,
but not all
yeah.
of them.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. I asked my daughter, y'all getting ready to do the crypto ATMs or anything? You know, they getting on, is the bank getting on board with that? Or they adding that? No. And she said, no, I don't know.
They don't know. Right. Go ahead, brother. What you think about this banker? Then go where you want to go with this. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. I was shocked at Bahama Bank.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
They've been with it. The sand dollar has been the sand dollar since for quite some time now. It's becoming official, but it's going to be eradicated eventually. Penland, he did come to his senses a long time ago, but it was unfortunate that it was at the end of his demise, because he said, wait a minute. And then he started to do like how Cuba did, saying like, when you come into the airports, you got to exchange your dollars. We're not going to overflood the market with just American dollars, because when you are over flooded with American dollars, you take away from your economy.
Right.
But the way everything is going now, I mean, it's practically, you heard what Auntie Maxine said, it's a done deal. When she say that, she's already fulfilled her role. She did what she had to do. She gave it to the Kool-Aid drinkers. They did it. They did what they had to do. We look at California, out of all places, or San Francisco. You're talking about reparations, and you weren't even a slave state. And that's why I always say civics is definitely important. And if you can't talk about economics and civics, then all you could talk about is who did what and Tiffany Haddish, divorce or breakup from Common. I don't need to talk to you. You are not in my vocabulary. Yeah. And all that. We have no discussions about coming together. But one thing I would like to say, you know, that you mentioned about in Saturn, and that's what's come to, you know, those who probably listening and my thoughts on Saturn and those who probably just studying is Saturn, the way Saturn is, and the thing, Saturn is the main planet. Saturn is the king of the moon. Saturn itself has 12 moons. And when you look at those different, and when you look at the Saturn represents for those who, you know, just studying or whatever, hydrogen and helium. And sign the 12 moons elaborate to the 12 sons and daughters of Cronus. And Cronus was dethroned by Zeus or Jesus or Jesus or Dr. Seuss. But when I look at the 12 moons and all that, and you dig deep, you go, they were a family of giants. And you go from Eclidus, Mimas, Dion, Lepidus, Tethys, Hyperion, Epitomus, Telestro, and Phoebe. Now, I just did a little brief touch on it because I could go into depth on it, but just Eclidus, he was a giant. He was a giant. He was the offspring of Gaia, or Mother Earth. He was a major impact mover in the Olympian gods when time of the war between the giants and the gods in the heavens. Gigantomachy or whatever. And so he played a part. Mimas, she was a gigantess, offspring of Gaia, born from the castrated blood of Uranus.
Castrated.
You go to
castrated.
Yeah.
Look what it says.
Yeah.
Castrated.
Yeah, Dion. She was the female version of Jesus or Zeus or Dios, or, you know, when the people say in the Catholic they're talking about Dion, the female version of it. And just one more brief touch, Lepidus, he was a titan of morality and death. And when I look at, go back and all these different things, they still lead back to Africa because they were all the Orishas, the 12 Orishas. Lepidus, he was the god of morality and death. When I look at Babalu Aye coming from the African, and see, it all ties in. It's one source, my brother. But Hotel, good show. We can keep rocking.
Just go look up what he told y'all in the symbolism of that word, and let your mind take you from that word to where you need to be. You'll say, wow, you'll start to see a lot of things.
It comes back into African source.
Let's go with the movies, because what we just named was Transformers, Optimus Prime. All them characters are leading back to them same gods now.
Same tricks of God, same Decepticons, the 401, the 401 entities on the right-hand side of the Father, and the 400 on the left-hand side. And they all work interconnectedly. And it's all about checks and balances.
You do good, you get good. You do bad.
Okay,
the scale, the Maya. The premise of this program that we ever started was on this premise. It's like we have to keep going back. Cause remember, I look at the earlier shows. We had the whole Egyptian format, and we ain't trying to make you be Egypt.
One thing I can say before I close out is that, man, from the time that this show is kicked off to now, it is one of the best, if not the best, because nobody going to put on the like minds on here that a lot of brothers and sisters, and even the ones that they're listening, that, you know, nothing is direct, but as long as you on that same path and you on the same roof to that tree, man, it's all good. Hotel, my brother, keep doing what you do.
Yeah, as we do. Now, again, we telling y'all because we made this name, the dry bone. The dry bone say, can we live? That means what the microorganism amongst us that do not solve, that's the beauty of all this, y'all. So you ever met people who now listens to what you've been saying that you didn't realize they were listening because they come to you? I have people come to me and say, I heard you had a talk show. People know who I'm talking about. I ain't going to go with the names from prominent area. I was trying to snoop into the business. So I know that people listening. People listening, don't think we don't know. I mean, I get clues to people listening all the time. Just listen to what y'all say. Now, it's not just because it doesn't mean. It's the awe. That's why it's called Drive Up, because the whole premise was in that Bible is a secret knowledge of mankind and of humankind. And that's why we getting ready to get deep. I told y'all we're gonna get deep today.
Grab on.
Go ahead. I got 1300. I had you in the queue.
Yes,
you
sir.
In there? Go ahead, jump in.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
WMD, man, Weapons of Mass Distraction is going on heavy right now. And, you know, I've been preaching this whole money game thing for about 3-4 years on the show.
Yes,
and,
yes, you have.
Think about it, man, Weapons of Mass Distraction. Every week they got you worrying about some spy balloons. They got you worrying about some Carly Russells, Kiki Palmers. And so they know that us as a diaspora, we get deflected by a lot of goofy stuff. And so that's what they want, man. They don't want you to have any type of economic freedom, any type of economic maturity, you know, because at the end of the day, it's about the money game, man. You see what's going on, bro. We've been talking about this thing. We've been chopping up this heavy game for a long time. And, bro, I just want to salute you, man, for keeping all the information flowing. And definitely, bro, we got to get your archives to where we can have them, you know, accessible if all of this, if all the lights go out. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you hardcore on that one because the lights could go out in Georgia. Yeah, we feel you.
Yeah, but, man, listen, family, the Bitcoin, they trying that. They tried that. They tried all these cryptos. They tried that. The only thing that's going to stand is what was created on this earth, and that's the precious resources and the minerals and you know, the precious minerals that are in
the elements. You know what I'm saying? The elements. The elements will
survive. Yes.
Yeah. The elements will
survive. So, family, just stay focused, man. Give all that goofy stuff up, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm so grounded and focused right now. I don't even watch sports a whole lot, man, because I know they're using all these distractions, man, right now. And family, that's your outlet. That's your outlet. I get it. Listen, the 10-region plan is in full effect right now. You see the temperatures. They're playing with the weather. Come on, man. Let's come on, family. Let's be ready for this, man, because this is about the best, I tell you, talk show, man. And you know, Drabon, we got a lot of constituents that they just download dirty. They spies, they ops. And I hope that they're listening right now. I really hope that they're listening because they tried me on some pussy shit the other day. And I'm just here to let them know, bro, you're dealing with a real, real soldier. I digress.
There you go. Hey, I tell you, man, most of what we talk about off cam and real on this air right here, like I told you before, all y'all listening today, we give it to you hardcore and raw and with the fact. See, they did not lie to you. They said we'll be the prince of the power of the air. All airways, including this one, could be considered enemy of the state. Based on my track record, for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. I gave y'all information that they was asking me for on these shows. I said, man, they wanted to know everything when some people did something on this show. I thought, no account of me, but I'll tell people listening now today, we warned everybody. Everybody. We want everybody.
And Drabon, one more thing, Drabon. Please send me that clip with the Kennedy guy on there, because I've been watching that guy heavy, man. And I'm gonna push that guy, and I'm gonna support him, because anybody that's going against and trying to expose the deep state, they got my vote. 10-4.
10-4. Now, I'm getting everybody to focus for a minute now, because I played that because this show ain't made up. You have to realize each one of them was fighting the bankers. His brother. His uncle told y'all that they was going to put an executive order to make our currency legitimized with gold or silver. Now, y'all can argue with the crypto. That's fine with me, because crypto definitely got to be mined. So that's electricity. Still needing gold and silver for electricity. Am I making this up, electricians? Am I some fool? You know they want your old computer because no computers got gold in it. And they will scrap those computers. See, that's what y'all don't remember. And my late brother Duke, me and Duke used to be into this back in the Home Depot days. trying to get, because Arab told us, get the computers and they would give us money. We didn't know it was in the goddamn computers and cell phone when they was trying to get it. But then they got me to go look the shit up. The order for all the Arabs, and I'm talking to you through love, Arabs, for order for you to have a goal and shop where you could bring back your goal, you got to have insurance from Lloyd's of London. Go look it up, everybody. To my late brother, my man Henry Dotis, we to be around them all the time back up in New York. So I know they know how to get, because you can't just give people gold and give people your silver and they can give you an exchange. You got to be insured by the pirates. And we about to put it on y'all. I told you this is going to be one of them shows. Y'all going to be worried after this one because y'all hit on everything. Everything's fake. Even though I love football, basketball, gamble, get some money off of it, something like that, it's all fake. Anytime Magic Johnson could buy the Commanders. Talking about changing the name now to some different name. Go look at the name they want to make up for this. Instead of calling them the Washington Redskins, because you don't know the history of what's called the Redskins. But Brother Dr. Randy Short's been on our program. And shout out to him. He gave me some information. I'm driving on. We give out anybody who give out facts. They don't care who the hell he is. He gave some bill they got out. I'm going to tell you how they're going to run this thing. And thank you about the show. I hope you come on. You've been a family member for years. I've been come on us and give us some of that knowledge you got up there in the D.C. area. But let's be honest, y'all. You can't be this dumb, America. You can't be this dumb. Maybe you are. I don't know. But let's think about it for a minute. Before I play this clip, I'm going to scare the shit out of everybody right now. It's time. See, remember, in your own Bible story, says, fear is the beginning of God. I said, damn, that is some scary shit. I got to be scared of God in order to even get light from God. That's amazing, ain't it? Think about that one for a minute. Just think about it. 1 minute.
Fear is powerful. Fear is powerful. Think about it.
Fear.
Think about it. They fear-mongered you so bad, they divided you with your family. They lied to you. They made you, they lied to you about the mask. They also shut down your churches. They shut down your holidays. They shut down everything, through lies. And right now, today, they still can't show evidence to the public that that Jezab worked.
That's why
you're so dumbed down. You're so dumbed down as a citizen. You're not even asking questions. You're just going on trying to pick back up where you left off. Go along and get along.
Now, I'm facts matters on this program now. I listen to every program about shit. Now, I'm going to tell you why we got to be careful of all media. Fox is 666. Just look up the Gematria Fox. All the things. I listen to both things, but I'll tell you why I say Fox for a minute. Fox is a sly, slick. Look at the name, Fox. Oh, it's even sexy. But you know what got me, everybody? I'm going to tell you. I listen to everything and try to comprehend most. They all said the other day about talking about Kennedy and the five, which one of my favorite, because I love Judge Jeanine, looked like Erica Kane from back in the All My Children bullshit days. You know, everybody. And I said to myself, this is strange. Talk about this man. They like him. But then they said something that was the chick who's supposed to be the adversary of that show. You know, they got a Democrat on that show, on all these shows. They put him on. That's all on purpose. That's distraction. She said, she was going crazy about the jab, and she asked Jesse Waters. She said, did you get the shot? That man said, yes, he vaccinated his kids. Yes, he did. And I said, I started going back and looking up all of them on them shows, y'all, have said, for whatever reason, I don't know if they gave a placebo or not, but I'm telling you, these programs, they have all taken a pledge to take that shot. They must take that shot or they will not be on TV. I'm telling y'all, y'all can lie. I don't need to be on TV to have my love and success. If you got to be on TV, guarantee you, when I heard all of them on them shows, I wouldn't look this all up. All of them took shots on these talk shows. Every show. Some shows today are making the audience like Sherry Shepherd, make an audience wear a mask. Now, you got to wonder why Black America being used as the guinea pigs to create the powder keg. Ain't that what they told y'all was going to be? They told y'all in the Communist Manifesto, we're going to use the blacks in America. So I'm playing this for my, now, I got a lot about, see, people don't realize all groups listen to me, even my Spanish people. that love the facts. There's so many of them. And I know it. I'm playing this for all y'all right now because y'all starting to find out. See, I'm telling y'all something that's happened and never heard. The stuff we used to hear back 15, 20, 25 years ago, it's finally coming to them now. They finally hearing about the sovereignty and the gold. I said, man, a lot of them starting to learn the shit we learned a long time ago. So they gave me something that I've been playing for how long? Everybody know me, even before we did radio. We was doing this shit before radio. It said, and this is for all y'all, for those, just realize why Britain, and I'm going to play Europe in a minute for all you, because all our island people have pledged allegiance to Britain. That's a fact. I love you anyway, but that's a fact that remains. You are a British crown colony for sure, for sure, for sure. Because you in America. You a British, all y'all, every one of you, I don't care a damn who you think you is on this line. You ain't bigger than what's happening. You are part of what's happening, but you ain't bigger than what's happening until you become the collective.
Hey, right Bones.
Hold on, a small group. Go ahead.
Yeah, and to add to what you said about the British colonies, I mean, how could you have, and that was always my question with it, how could you have independence and your court, your 12 sadness or whatever, they still wearing wigs? You understand? You don't even
parliament.
Have your own constitution.
That's parliament.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I love Parliament Funkadelic. But here's the go. This is for all y'all who listen in South Florida. Take it back. I told you. I got my film clips are so deep. They don't even play them on YouTube, some of them, no more. This one here is definitely one everybody better look up. Because how the hell can the king, you know why George Bush is in trouble? I mean, not George Bush. Well, he in trouble, too. But you know why Biden in trouble? Because he is George Bush. Y'all ain't see how he went over there in Europe and acted a fool? Did y'all see it when he acted a fool? In front of the bond, you do know, everybody, that Britain is the third bond holder of all bonds. Japan and China and Great Britain. Now, y'all better wake up right quick because that's called the Silk Road. Because Britain always been a part of the Silk Road. And now, for those of you listening, this is why they hate the facts. Because they know if you ever learned the facts, the Wizard of Oz would be exposed.
A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been and still is a British crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the first Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians. After America declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like king or prince or baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the king. In the War of 1812, the British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history. They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control of America's economy to the Rothschild banksters. Most Americans still believe that the Fed or Federal Reserve is a government. It is not. The Fed is a privately owned banking system whose majority Class A shareholders are the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn and Loeb, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Israel Seif, and the Lehman Brothers. This private banking cartel is the Fed and is never audited and never pays taxes. They print and design America's money, which displays their symbols of an Egyptian pyramid, a Masonic all-seeing eye, and the words "In God We Trust." Who exactly is the God they trust? They also collect American taxpayers' money through the IRS. Then they loan it back again with interest to pay for roads, bridges, and other public works. American presidents are handpicked and financed by these special interest power groups. Like George W. Bush, John Forbes Kerry, whose initials are JFK, is a member of Yale University's Skull and Bones Brotherhood. The Forbes part of John Kerry's name identifies his descendancy from Captain Robert Bennett Forbes, who was a drug runner for the Rothschilds' opium drug trade with China in the 1800s. Most U.S. citizens believe that the United States is a country and that the president is the most powerful man on earth. The United States is not a country. It is a corporation, and the president is president of the corporation of the United States. He and...
Now, we gonna get busy right now. I told you. We had that for how long? How long have y'all heard that? We don't have clips on that, made CDs out of that shit. And people are now catching up to this. That's amazing to me. I'm just like light years behind time. And so I see it ahead of our time. And so it makes you know you quantum leaping. This is quantum leaping. This is what y'all don't really are. People who are listening to something that you've been knowing have now come into your dynamics of thinking, period. Ain't no mystifying shit. They finally catch it up. We should be like, wow, it's a glorification process to see that somebody finds that another era has caught up to what you know to be what it is. Now, let's keep it going. I told you I got your lines open. I'm about to bust some real stuff on y'all. Now, y'all heard all that. Now, I'm going to tell you how facts it is. Did you know that Prince, the young one over here now, he was asking to use Air Force One to go back to Britain? Like, it was a big, y'all don't even, go look it up. He asked, could he use Air Force One? And then what y'all didn't realize, some of y'all did, I ain't going to say all y'all, I'm giving it the percentage-wise. The remnant, we know y'all can see. It's the masses of zombies that's going to be the war. It actually stated that he asked to use Air Force One, Prince Andrew, over here, to go to the something that the Charles had. Now, y'all heard Charles and them say they want to be vaccines and shit. Y'all heard it out your own ears. But that's that Bible scripture. Have ears that cannot comprehend what you heard. Does not stick. How could a dude be in America the way they are, living sovereign free? Just look how they tell the truth. They tell you the truth. They run around America with no problems. They got Hollywood, come on. Football, you top pop, everything. Don't even work. So that tells me this is true. This is factual. They citizens, under the right circumstances, are sovereigns. That's what sovereigns mean. Those of you don't get it. I mean, I got jurisdiction in all areas. Now, many of you pretend to be that. I don't know. That's your own world. That's fine. But till we can see you able to do these things, that's why it's called skepticism. I'm supposed to believe, because I told you I've been brainwashed, so I know what it's like, that you can beat these people. That's what's going to be the biggest con game in the world here, y'all. They're going to use deepfake for this. Oh, they need deepfake. Now, before I open up this, because I'm staying on the economy because this is about the class. My brother sent me this. You on the line, my brother. You sent it to me. Lakeland sent me that tape about the dude, about their pensions being taken, how they went crazy. See, y'all don't know what they're telling these companies, are telling they workers now. Because ain't on your news, because the news is what, everybody? You've been told fake. Now, you mad because the person told you it was fake. That's even more insane. But get ready. I got to play this for y'all. I told you. Caddy, where you at after this? You might come on after this. Now, I told you Ethiopia in the Bible, y'all. Told you they're the secret order. If aliens exist, got to be there. You know why I say that? Ain't nobody go to war with them. Ain't nobody, I mean, the people look totally different from the regular Africans. They got high cheekbones. They look narrow. No, they look like another breed of blacks that ain't the same as the narrow, big nose, wide nose. Thus, they accept different climate, everything. Something ain't right with this picture. They in the WHO. They running shit. I mean, running. I mean, they got restaurants all through New York. I ain't against Ethiopia. That's beautiful. They got even islands off of Ethiopia. That is beautiful. I mean, people looking exotic as hell. You be like, damn. Now, I can say all that because I'm looking at it, but I'm telling you, you got to look at who. Look, I got your mind. The World Health Organization. When you see Ethiopians in there, then you see the BRICS. Y'all been saying this, Brother G, you just up your line right here. I got this through all y'all, the bones, the thread. That thread is deadly. If y'all on that thread, y'all getting some. Y'all better realize we scope that out regularly to make sure it stay the form. They'd be going off of there. But let me tell y'all, they ain't lying about this one. See, one thing I know about black people in America, you say you are into all these cultures over here, but you can't be if you don't know what's going on in them cultures' homeland. See, the key to me is you got all these people around you, but you don't never say, well, why are y'all over here? Why don't you just ask a few of them to get a new perspective? Just get a new, say, hey, what made you? And when y'all hear what they say, you got to say yourself, well, damn, what is it they see and I ain't seeing? It got to be two worlds, right? Can't be. Can't be a group come over here and say, I'm successful. What they getting? Now, many people don't know what they get. They be getting special shit, special money, special set aside. That's why it's called set aside. Set aside for who?
The immigrants.
Right. Now, that's on purpose because the bonds got to still get paid at a low wage. So our whole life has been this whole cycle of replacement.
Exactly, and see when you look at the clock, where they show you the slave debt, and they show you who American or so called the debt and who owe and this and that. That you take that percentage out, or you put a mix of us in that percentage or whatever, and who got the wealth, and you'll see a big difference.
Big difference. All right, now. I'm going to play this for all y'all. I'm going to start bringing out. See the time. We still got a lot of time on this program. I got to play this for y'all because it's part of the program. Now, I told you, the world, y'all been saying it yourselves. The world got other people now who want to see America go down. It's like the Bible story is really a real thing if y'all look at it in that perspective. Whoever heard of that nation that would be the nation of all merchants, and will be where all they will mourn. I said, y'all, this ain't sounding like no made-up shit to me. Sound like they have a playbook that's working. Now, America, money is in trouble, y'all. When you see the new country, listen to the clue. This is like Jeopardy for $500. Listen to the country who's coming into the BRICS. And look how happy they are.
Many developing countries are super excited to join the prestigious BRICS Alliance. They can't wait to be a part of it. And guess what? They're going to have a special meeting in South Africa this August. It's amazing to see how these countries are coming together, showing unity and cooperation. By expanding the BRICS Alliance, they're showing off their growing strength and making the world a fairer place for everyone. Hold on to your seats, folks, because things are getting even more exciting. Ethiopia has officially joined the competition. They've submitted their application, showing their interest and willingness to be a part of the BRICS Alliance. They're filled with hope and crossing their fingers for a positive response.
Nils Elam, the spokesperson for Ethiopia Foreign Ministry, shared his confidence by saying, "We're really hopeful that BRICS will give us a thumbs up in response to our sincere request." Before we delve deeper into today's topic, make sure to like and subscribe to Tech Revolution. With that said, let's get this video started. Get ready to mark your calendars, because the highly anticipated 2023 BRICS Summit is coming soon. From August 22 to August 24th, it's all going down in the vibrant city of Johannesburg. President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa is actively talking and planning with the other BRICS leaders to make sure everything goes perfectly. It's going to be a super important and memorable event. BRICS is about to get even bigger and better this August. And guess who's at the front of the line? Ethiopia. This amazing country is making some serious waves, with one of the highest rates of economic growth on the entire continent. Plus, Ethiopia has the second largest population around. That means they're a major force that nobody can ignore. Ethiopia is proudly leading the way as part of the AfCFTA Free Trade Agreement, a movement that's bringing Africa together. They're leaving no one behind, except for neighboring Eritrea. Together, they've done something incredible. They've gotten rid of a whopping 96% of trade tariffs within the continent. Can you imagine that? It means that now, goods from all over Africa can come together smoothly and be used for production, resale, or even be exported. It's like creating a big marketplace that spans the entire African continent. Talk about opening up a world of possibilities. Ethiopia is also making some serious waves. Not only does it have one of the world's fastest growing economies, but it's also the second most populous country in all of Africa. That's huge. But wait, there's more. Many properties that were once owned by the government are now being sold to private individuals or are in the exciting process of becoming private. It's like a whole new chapter of possibilities. And here's the real kicker. Ethiopia is about to take another leap forward. The financial sector is getting ready to open up, which means new doors of opportunity are just waiting to be unlocked. While Ethiopia is making exciting changes, some sectors like telecommunications, finance, insurance, air and land transportation, and retail are being kept a close eye on by the government. They're considered important and will stay that way, at least for now. But hang on, there's more. In the future, something exciting might happen in Ethiopia. They're planning to make some changes to certain sectors like telecommunications, finance, insurance, air and land transportation and retail. These areas are currently being closely monitored by the government. However, if everything goes well, who knows what surprising things might occur? It's like a door opening to endless possibilities. Now let's shift our focus to Argentina. Last year, Argentina, a country with a strong and growing economy ranking at 23rd place, made an exciting announcement. They officially expressed their support to join the prestigious group known for its remarkable emerging market status.
Now, right there, I'm open to the mics for some more of y'all to get in this conversation. Ethiopia ain't on our news nowhere. No, our news is fake. Got to be. The whole world is now shifting over. Thank you, Brother Harold. What a great program. If y'all listen to that program, go back and listen to that, what we did with the NTX and the monies that was happening over here in South Florida. South Beach had a convention. And all of a sudden, they was at the place in a position of praying before they went into this financial situation. And now we see in all the countries, Ethiopia, no word, and Nigeria, what's up, everybody? Everything y'all say comes from Africa. What's going on in Africa today? Let's go there today. What's going on in Africa? I'm just going to call calls out there because I see y'all open up the mic on that one. Let me go to 1069.
What's going on, Dry Bones? It's Sean Caddy.
I knew I was going to get you out of there.
Yeah, you had to summon me up, huh?
I summoned you up. I see that. I went crazy. I said, what? Go ahead.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Ethiopia now, because about a month ago, they did an interview about my family, and they had me featured in the story. So I have to return with the DNA test, which I have already. And so that would be part of the prophecy, because it was foretold that a prince, Tedros, would come back. And I just happened to be the great-grandson of the prince himself. So that's coming. One thing no one can do is stop a prophecy. Prophecies start when someone tried to avert it. So with the BRICS announcement, which was no surprise, which what they're basically going to do is all the countries in Africa are going to try to come apart of it, but they're going to be always considered lower class. And then all their funding is going to be converted to the Swiss, and then they'll be part of the S. And the BRICS, India is not going to be there, not going to hold up long. And then you got the OPEC, which is the Arab nations that are so-called joining. Then later Israel is going to come in as the Z is going to be under the Zionists. And so now we're talking about Americas. Well, America is always a deception. It's always a mystery behind what they do, because they cannot forthright come out and convert the money over. They have to consider a system where catastrophe happens, where it's not so much their fault, because they know people in this country will rise up against that. So they're failing all the systems, and then when it's done, British is going to have all the insurance policies like you mentioned earlier, and then it's going to become the British, and it's going to be Russia, the Americas, the Zionists, the OPEC, and the Africans will be under the Swiss, which is the S, and that would be the title Brazos that I mentioned so long ago in the book. So all that's going to come to pass. However, it's going to be a complete failure when it's all said and done, because this element that's going on right now that's going to be causing the world pause or stand still. So what they're talking about means nothing.
So.
Hey, Bo,
okay,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Somebody's getting out. I want to hear from you.
So you're looking at 96. You're looking at 96% of goods and service, all private, all government property or whatever property going private. And then to me, I would say, looking at this and what I'm just hearing and what you're saying, this seems like the new invented or new whatever Belgian conference, because you got 96. Percent all your economy. So now all the African countries, they got to come to Ethiopia, but then they got to answer to the British, the Russians, whatever, and the Swiss.
This is like the new Belgian conference, right?
Right.
Now let me ask about Ethiopia, because this ain't a joke with the Ethiopian stuff. Because think about it, if Ethiopia, who got a very unbelievable history. I mean, the Bibles, the early nations named in the Bible, even Ethiopia with an A, all kind of, let's go with that. How do the Ethiopians now, if they join us, what kind of leverage do they have, you think, in the world affair? Wouldn't that elevate them at a high level? They over the World Health Organization. Then if what you're saying, Brother Caddy, your history of what you have come into, you will have to be at least a part of some of that conferencing if that comes to be the place. And then who knows? You may have to meet with these type of dignitaries if this comes to be where Ethiopia accepts a part of, because they got to be up there for that country to want to be joining the BRICS nations now. It's got to be something to that. What is the economy like there? I mean, can we... What do you see as investment? People, what are they investing in these countries over there? Because you've been there.
The prime minister who was put in by the CIA over there, his job was to bring the country to destruction, and they brought internal wars and all kind of things to destroy the economy and everything. So I'm going to have they think I'm going to have a difficult time putting everything together, but that's my job. And let me just express this prophecy that I mentioned. I don't speak Amharic fluently, so I had no idea this prophecy was there, but it is there. So then that means next I'm going to have to meet King Charles and Prince William, and he's going to end up taking over before long. So, but the good thing about it, once I reclaim what is mine for my family, then the British, they owe a great deal of sums because under that tree fall from Queen Victoria, who, by the way, was half Abyssinian herself. There's an entitlement there, so I could be able to disperse things. And then once I tie in with the so-called African-Americans over here with George Washington and the Abyssinian connection, and then they'll soon understand, because then King Tedros, who was my great-great-grandfather, he brought over a billion bars of gold to Abraham Lincoln for the restitution after the Civil War. Not the reparations, because we knew what happened to this country, the history.
Right, right. So restitution.
So I don't do the slave
right,
thing.
Right, right. Now, hold on. Stop there. Because that was what Dr. Randy Short was saying, that there was a bill that put in by Republicans, I want y'all to hear this, that states that they want any state that wanted to give reparations could not receive federal funds. It's called H.R. 4321. Go look it up. I'll send a link if y'all want to get it. It's very weird that they mentioned reparations. You said restitution. And that somehow if a state wants that, like California and them, they could no longer get federal funding. So that's deep right there and stuff. So let me ask you this, because if this connection between George Washington, which is very Masonic in nature, and you got to have facts to facts that they were dealing with these nations, especially Ethiopia, middle of the Mediterranean, all the Moorish countries y'all claim, Libya, Morocco, they had to deal with America, y'all. That's a fact. That's what the War of Tripoli is about, when the Marines are talking about that. Now, here's why I say something wrong. You've been in the military, bro. You know, did you see this the first time the Marines didn't have nothing? They had to restructure the Marines just recently?
Well, I heard about the Air Force, yeah. But I didn't hear about the Marines yet.
Yeah, the Marines. And it's the first time, and since that's what brought me to this fruition with the war they had with Libya and the Moroccan treaty and all this stuff. Let's just say that what you're saying got validity to everything. Let's just go with that. That means that the George Washington family and all them, which would be with the Wichita, are you saying the Wichita is a part of that with them making this treaty?
If the word is really Washa Ta in Ethiopia is the symbol of the Ankh.
Okay.
King Tedros is the grandson of George Washington. I sent you some links before, and I know it's going to take some time.
But telling me, I know, I see it, but I'm just getting the broader specs when people want to listen and want to get involved with checking this out. There is a lot of illustrations. It does have validity. I must admit, you look just like the dude from Ethiopia and the family. Look, I'm going to ask a question that has to come. Okay, I told you there's some Ethiopian temples all over this place. Now, there's a lot of people who look at the Bible stories and so forth. The changing of when the Moors say that the King James was black. Okay, let's just say that for the argument, say he was. But wouldn't that give credence that all that stuff that we've been hearing, the Black Knights, Abyssinia, even the church, Harlem, Abyssinia Baptist Church. I mean, even they showed back in them days, they were naming churches after the actual name of Ethiopia in some circles. You think we got dumber? Because for some strange reason, Ethiopia does not seem like people should be like amazed that they are part of the Bible structure. They're part of all this stuff that's going on in that sector of the world and even this sector. But when we get to the nitty gritty of the belief system, we know is that these temples, they're not really related to other Black American or Black. They're really much like their own cult, like the Jews. It's almost like a Jewish thing where if you're not from that land, per se, you won't get the same respect. So how would that work with Black America, who states by these tribes that they was here a long time? All y'all out there listening from these Native American tribes, and there's Chief Warhorse and all y'all. It got to be somewhere. If say, for instance, he's saying something that's really validity with the, because everybody should know that the cornerstone lay in D.C. from George Washington and Benjamin Banneker Bay. That already gives you the black connection. How do we go from there with black people seeing that? I mean, how, because everybody, you know, you got black people wearing fezzes and stuff. They kind of know some of this, what we're talking about right now. Some might even know more. But I'm just saying, for the most part, that story does have some validity because of the trade and the way America did win this war. We just heard earlier, it still got British influence on it. You know, Haile Selassie and all of them, the British, no government went and ever fought against Ethiopia. Am I correct? Is that correct? I have not heard of one.
Well, we had some wars in back in the days. Let me break this. When it says Abraham would have a seed that would be in bondage, well, that's coming from Katara, which was his third wife, who was sent away, and her and the children, they established and built Atlantis. So after the time of Atlantis was destroyed, they referred to it as the new land because – oh, sorry about that. I'm trapped in the noise.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
So basically, the royal families, like from Queen Charlotte, Louis XVI, Queen Marie Antoinette, all those are cousins and relatives of George Washington. Okay. Chief Illiniwek Washita, who became the symbol of University of Illinois, where I grew up in Champaign, that's the father of George Washington. George Washington had six children, and I got the photographs of them, and one of his sons, in English name, is Haile George. And
now,
well,
you say photograph because, again, you got people on here listening, they're going to be like, because there was no, as we know it to be, a photography. You mean the portraits of them?
Because they have photography, and I can prove that.
Okay, well, do you have to bring out the, because what I like to do for people, listen, because I know they had, here's the biggest fallacy that a lot of us fell for, that John Hanson character. That is not John Hanson in that picture, everybody. Because, again, you got to look at the era of when they saying this was made. Now, if they had photography, then these archives would be under vault. So, you have to, like, give us some information about that and to make that shit. But let's just deal with the Washington thing, because they say that Lincoln was Africana. They always say King James. I don't have a problem with that, because we see that black pirates or black navigators were all over the globe of color. So that's not really a big issue to me no more. My thing is, like the sister said earlier, if we are into technology, let's go into the cloning, everybody. I'm about to take this to another level. Again, if we watching all that you saying, from what you, because you sent some alien stuff to me as well, I ain't got a problem with none of that, because if that's the case, these people do say they got the Ark of the Covenant. This group is on the Ancient History Channel as one of the groups saying they guarding the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, what am I supposed to think? I mean, even though I'm talking to you, I do see history over there as well. I'm like, okay, so again, I'm asking you, based on what you know, that if this group got this much world power, which Ethiopia looks like it has, what do you see there? If this happening, that would put you in a very particular group of people that you have to be able to be diplomatic with. So you got your hands full for what you about to do, because just dealing with them cats alone got to be an experience. I would love to see my face when they would tell me some bullshit. I'm like, what that virus thing met, man. Did you mean that you want to come back and kill us? He might be looking crazy after asking that question. But let me just ask you, because a lot of Jamaicans love Haile Selassie, a lot of the islands love, I got Ethiopia, you got all the colors of Ethiopia, beautiful people. Give us your conclusion with this, because I want you to come on with some more stuff with this, because, again, of what this Masonic stuff means. If George Washington was a grand master.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Grandmaster.
He's the Jesus.
Yeah. So I just want to get everybody on the clear, because we're not making this up about the George Washington story. I mean, he's an honest man. Let's look into the story. Chopped the cherry tree down. Cherry tree was the Moroccan
George Washington?
Empire. But that's the Moroccan Empire. Let's make that clear. The cherry tree.
George Washington uniform had bullet holes all through it, and he did not get wounded once or injured through over 100 battles. They didn't elect him to anything. You understand?
But did he not? Now, according to the story, because I'm gonna, did he not grow marijuana for the sellers? Because wouldn't they have to grow hemp if you got all these vessels coming over? They gonna need cannabis.
Oh man, that was a ritual for everybody and during that time. But let me ask you this question: if you was a person that had that type of property and growing that, would you let some fool come mess with your crops?
I would not believe anybody would be messing with nothing. If I had that much control in my mind right now, if I was Joe Washington, it would be, I can't even comprehend how a group of people can come on shore when they could be killed in the sea. That's the part y'all don't get. I know y'all know. I mean, any military person should tell you, you know how hard it is to bring an army onto shore? Do y'all understand that? Anybody that listen, you know how hard it would be to bring, here you on land. You got the upper hand, you on land. Now, unless it was some supreme power we ain't talking about that we don't like to get into, like we're going to get into in a little while. And me and you have these talks. I talk about this all the time. Because me and you have a few talks about, like, something we got to ask, scratch our heads. How can a group of black men, because I just seen some brothers on Facebook and stuff talking about the Buffalo Soldiers stuff. I just go on there and see. I say, I ain't got no problem with the Buffalo Soldiers. Not at all. Fierce warriors. But when I get deep into the history, the factual history, they was the ones that was killing all the Native Americans. Now, we want to leave that out for whatever reason. And I got to ask y'all, what reason would you want to leave that out, y'all? Why would you want to leave out the part with the Buffalo Soldiers? Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you something. If this possible chance, because I'm going to be leaving the country soon, I'll be here the next Sunday, well, after next Sunday. Maybe we get a show together that way. At least you got the book materials you can present.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah,
so they can see it.
And then but I want you to be able to somehow they can come to your link that they can get more from you. Now, don't go nowhere. I'm going to bring some more cards, but I told y'all.
Okay.
This program, I stay with it. This program to make it through because I told you, the Bible to me don't mean. I mean, they told you in rap. You go ahead. I'm gonna start next. Basic instruction right before leaving Earth. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Tyrone being cloned. Y'all heard about that movie?
Yes,
Tyrone has been cloned. Jamie Foxx. And it's very strange how, I don't know if anybody has seen Jamie Foxx come out on video explaining, you know, his situation he's been through, the health issues that he's been having. And it's just funny style, real funny style that since that jazab, a lot of people are having cardiac issues. Did you hear about Netanyahu, Israel's leader?
Yeah.
He has a pacemaker now. I digress.
Last week we said when we did the show with the crypto, because remember, the crypto people came to South Beach. I should know who rules South Beach. And we said, wow. And he took a jab. Now, these jabs, I don't know if it's on fake, but they want him gone. But I hope y'all realize that Israel just spoke to Congress again, everybody. Did y'all know that, Caddy, all y'all know that it's only been two nations, the Vatican. They spoke to the Congress, and now with Netanyahu, now they prime minister came just recently and talked for them. Now, I told y'all, it ain't about color and all that shit, like the sister said earlier, because the Ethiopians, they black. I don't know their agenda all the way through, but I know what he telling me, but I know that they got a big agenda if that's the case. And let's go with this right quick before we get... I told y'all that I do my own survey. All you got to do is talk to people. A lot of people have a very positive belief or facts, but I'm going to say belief till we think about the facts after I play this, belief that black people are the Jews, are the true Jews. I was taught that. I performed that. I lived that. And yes, it's hard. I mean, the history is so unbelievable. It has some magic to it. Until I look up that magic word of 400 years. That was the key right there. See, like I say, like my man said that about the key, that's nothing about Nigeria. They don't have wallets, they said. Like my man said, Brother Harold said last year about last week about their wallets. These countries are being forced to have their own electronic wallets. But let me go into, I digress to the facts of the Bible. I said, well, damn. That's weird that, you know, the people just don't, they see themselves as these Jews, the Hebrews. They see they went through the 400 years. But after you get past 400 years, you'd be like, we was ruling, though. After, I mean, 400 years is nothing. It's almost a drop in the bucket of history for to be brainwashed on 400 years. It's got to be a Masonic trick.
Hey, Dry Bones. Also, I was reading an article. I'm going to have to find it and send it to you, where the Fed Now digital currency, you know, that CBDC, central bank
right.
digital currency, everybody in the United States already has an account that's been forced on you. You just don't know
right.
about it yet.
You just don't know about
but
it.
It's
right.
Coming.
It's coming. They're going to make you. They're going. Now, I'm going to tell you why I know it's coming because, see, I give facts. Real life situations to concur with history. That would make a prophecy a prophecy. A prophecy would be considered a fraud if it does not manifest to physicality. I don't know how hard that is to understand. If somebody say you're going to kill your mama and you never kill your mama, there's nothing to, you know, that's not a prophecy. But they see, a prophecy would be that they see things in your life that would dictate you becoming that individual. So if you don't make it the individual, but this is what the black people did in America that I can see, you were the easiest because you were 400 years of being rebooted. And the blacks that knew that they wasn't rebooted, they didn't take the shot. You took the shot. Just like slavery as a shot. You took the shot to stay enslaved because if you watched 12 years of slaves, that man said, these are niggas. He knew the distinction between free and niggas. I said, that was deep in the movie. That was a Masonic tidbit that you just did not see, obviously, because you don't have eyes to see. You're not an owl. But this is something in your Bibles. And I tell you, everybody on this line, y'all, the black people have been saying they're the Hebrews, they this, they that. But the question I'm going to ask you after you hear all this, what do you get out of this? Because if you telling me for years that I'm supposed to kill evil, I get psyched up to do it. I'm supposed to knock down walls, I get psyched up to do it. I get all this stuff, and then the final equation is, I did something against who? I did something against God to cause me to be a proverb and a byword to all nations. That's when I said to myself, maybe this could be true. I ain't never seen a group like this in my life. They don't even know they existed 400 years prior to this fake slavery that they've been told. Slavery is universal. It's galactic. Slavery is galactic. Even the planets enslave each other, if you really knew what you claim you knew. But to say you are blaming one specific person, that's why you don't know the Mayotte, because like my man said, it does have a female principle. How could you tell me? I want everybody listening, because every black, if I do a census a day, every black would say they from this, that tribe of Israel. That's a fact. But then, who do you blame after you hear this?
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, Like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts and the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword, when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. And the Lord shall...
I'm going to tell you, that's a horror movie. That's a horror movie. God pronounced a horror movie on your ass. Our ass. Because, hey, I'm in the illusion myself. A horror movie. Say, if you don't follow what we say, so you ain't got nobody to blame for those of you who believe this at all. So you really a silent majority in this game. Talking shit, ain't saying nothing. How you gonna talk? Your God told you you ain't gonna have shit for not listening. Now let's do the demographics. Y'all out there listening, I'm gonna go to TV Land out here right now, TV Land 101. Y'all out there listening. Now does this not sound, I'm gonna go to 2255 because even, does this not sound somewhat real? Because we the only group in America in the past 400 years that is actually not knowing what the hell going on. Our history seemed to be fucked up. We found out the civil rights movement is made up by communists. I mean, and gay homosexuals who were already in the movement because it never left the earth. It's ancient. Are y'all ready for some ancient? Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm about to get, I told you we're going to another level. We didn't stand at the same level when we start the show. We're going to another one. 2245. How you going to be God if God told you, you an asshole, and if you do this, ain't nobody going to be able to save you? So who do you blame once that happens?
Well, it's what it says in John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
And became flesh.
Ye are gods, is what the book says. It doesn't say thou. Thou means you, and that's someone else that's telling you to not be who you are. And these are the ways in which the trickery of the spell works. When you change it from I have not, which is my yacht, and you change it to thou shall not, as Moses did when he went up the mountain. He knew the 42 laws, which says, I have not. He changed it. It says, you shall not. And thee is the wording of the spell. And so if you don't understand the spell, then you'll be
right
trained to be a slave.
Right, but the question would be,
so this is why we're looking at what you just said. What you just did about Ethiopia and South Africa and this, have you heard of the extraterrestrial fiber optic project that they're doing to the African continent right now as we speak?
Right. You did it. You told us last week and people called me and said it was true. I said, yes. Okay, it's there.
Right.
But how do we not know the extraterrestrials are there? Because if a group...
But what I'm sharing is that the thing is they named it the extraterrestrial because
right.
The thing that you're looking at is cotton was the first thing that they drove, taking out the people, the mineral resources out of cotton. The brother was right saying another Berlin cotton. That's all it's doing because it never ended. It's the thread of cotton, which was cotton was white gold. Cotton created the industrial age, brought Europe into the modern age.
Yeah, but him
the
too.
Thing that you're doing now is the next step is fiber optics. Cotton is
the
fiber. Fiber optics is the new communication. And this is what they're doing because all the mineral resources that is needed for creating the technology that they're using to take over the planet is there on that continent.
Right.
And so what they're doing is that instead of them being here in America and in Europe, they're going right back as they did in the Berlin Conference in 1884, and they're dividing it up and taking all the mineral wealth. But what's all important is the population.
Okay,
What did you just say about Ethiopia? Has the largest population
UNICEF just did a study between
2015.
Hold on. I got to ask a question because you're going too fast. Our action is, we got the Ethiopian part. What's your thoughts on black folks look up to Ethiopia in so many different ways. Here it is in everything. It's in every aspect. They're in the World Health Organization. Now they want to join Brexit. Once they join, how do we look at this country? Because say you believe in Africa like you do. Okay, but answer to me what Ethiopia is doing then. If they are a part of this, what are we looking at?
What we're looking at is who's holding the Ark of the Covenant. This is where the covenant is to the planet.
They say they are. The Ethiopians are on the History Channel. saying they got the.
But even before the History Channel, it was always known that that.
See, I asked you to tell me. All I'm asking you, Brother Kwame, is that we both agree. Can you give me some dissection of, we agree to this. Why is it then, the only thing we ain't agreeing on is your explanation of how Ethiopia plays a role in our existence if they're not showing no love to us in America. Explain that to me.
Okay. You go back, because when you change the name of an object or something, it was originally Kush. It was not Ethiopia.
I don't care. The people live here are Ethiopians in physical and everything. They still worship. They even got it in Georgia. They got it in Florida. They got their own temples. My question is, and I'm asking all y'all, they're the only ones that got permission besides the Masonic Hebrews from America, Benjamin Carter, and then was able to get charters, but the Ethiopians was able to get operation. They had a thing to bring them up into Israel. Now, my question to all y'all listening, I want to bring some clarity. I know you got knowledge about it, but you got to bring this knowledge to conciseness, meaning saying, what does that mean then if this is true? Okay, so the Ethiopians are in everything. What is, then why are they not? Forget, they know their name ain't Kush. They know just as much about their country than you do. They live there. So if they know that they in the Bible, they got the Ark of the Covenant, they on all these channels, then why they ain't telling the Black America this? Where is the disconnect at? That's what I want. I want to hear from all y'all today. Tell me you first and all y'all on here with all this knowledge, why is Ethiopia not telling us this and we on the show knowing more than that? That don't even make sense.
Well, what you have to look at, and here's part of it, is when immigration gets to people and saying they're going to provide you a visa to come here, the first thing that they tell them is not to associate with those who are here.
Okay. That's simple to
you. Do not associate with those that are here. Do not get involved with those people that are Black Americans.
That's what we heard back in the day. I heard that too. Now let's go with 2023. So you saying the Ethiopians now, in 2023, is still believing that bullshit? Is that what you gonna say? I'm listening to all
that. It's not part of them believing them, telling them, because look at what they're able to show now. If you look at what they're seeing in Ethiopia on their phones and on their iPads and technology, they're seeing what's portrayed about us, Clown Tyrone. Do these type of look at these kind of people and what they're doing to themselves and each other.
Okay, now
it's done by media to detain you.
Media is one of the greatest forces
that they're using.
But I'm saying we're gonna look at both channels, brother. I mean, we ain't gonna just say one channel. I'm looking at the duration of time that I've been on Earth, that I heard about Ethiopia until what I see today, and I'm saying I ain't never see a connection. What connection you have? They've been over here for a long
time.
Hold on.
Right.
I want y'all to know the truth about Ethiopia was at the first conference of the World Health Organization back in the day. They was there. We played the tapes. They was in 73. Now, I'm not even grown to know what they're doing in 73. But in 73, they over here already a part of this democratic structure set up. Yes, they are. They in the Republican Party. They're not in the Republican Party, y'all. Look it up. They are Democrats. All these people coming here are Democrats. Now,
but let's go back further. When Haile Selassie came here, when Italy invaded Ethiopia, we here in Harlem and American blacks were getting ready to join an army to go there and help them find it. The United States said, you cannot leave this country.
Right, now hold on. But why? We wasn't going to get nothing. All we was going to get was killed. It was a banker's war. Because you see, if anybody know that war, brother, where you at, Brother Caddy? Your people, this is what makes you prevalent. Because you claim that your part, which from your book and your research, what you did, you said that your family, Haile Selassie, was fake. Y'all, that's what y'all told me. That's what the Ethiopian people told me. That Haile Selassie is a made-up. So somebody clarify, because I've been hearing this a long time.
You can't
come on this show with hyper. This is a factual show. I hope y'all realize that before y'all come on here. We are ready for you. So Tell me right now, is Haile Selassie was fake or not? You told me, and the people you say from Ethiopia say he was a fake.
Well, the thing with Haile Selassie put the icing on the cake in subduing Ethiopia. Ethiopia now has become one of the most poorest countries on the planet. Not because of the resources, it's because of what was done systematically, and that's why Haile Selassie ended up getting overthrown and killed. But Haile Selassie, when I say about his background, conquering line of this and doing that, that was King Tedros who done all that. King Tedros was the one who went to conquer different regions and princes and warlords, and he brought Ethiopia to unification. But right. We would call Abyssinia then. So
now, hold on.
Haile Selassie.
Right, go ahead. Keep going, because I want you to get to that part where I say that he was not the emperor.
Haile Selassie was bringing in the Europeans for the first time, and most of that was for the reason of searching for the Ark of the Covenant. So
they claim they have. But Ethiopia, hold on. Everybody listening who don't understand facts matters here, the Ethiopians have claimed they are partakers of the Ark of the Covenant. This is not nothing dumb. This is rarely factual. So I'm saying if a people claiming to me they got the Ark of the Yahweh, for those of you who can't get this in your heads, somebody talk to me right now. If they got the Ark of Yahweh and they over the World Health Organization and now they're about to be over BRICS, what does that mean for Black America unless some prophecy comes to fruition? I'm bringing this to reality here. Brother Kwame, you're going to have to explain to me as well how y'all can say y'all love Africa so much, but then when y'all can't answer how Ethiopia is part of this big diaspora picture, and which I have a problem with how y'all can't explain this to people. That y'all make it sound y'all can't explain that they were partakers of this. They were partakers.
All right, the part that you have to cut, because you're saying Ethiopians, you got South Africans,
right.
You got Zulu,
right.
You got
right.
Ghanaians. Now, where is Black land at? Show me where Black America is.
Black America,
where
ain't
is
over
it?
There. Ain't even over there. We ain't talking about, we actually, that y'all believe in Africa so much. You were Afrocentric in some of your thoughts. You say that Africa, and all y'all here say Africa's this, that, this, that, this. We all agree with you. Now we saying, explain to us how Africa is the this, this, and that. And they had to have some type of...
Just what Sean just said. Sean just got through explaining that he traced his connection to his Ethiopian lineage.
I didn't say that. I said,
how many of us have done that?
Okay, so if we do that, what is that going to gain from that if the Ethiopians here?
Knowledge of self. Knowledge of self.
Then why the Ethiopians here in America? Are y'all listening? I got y'all mics open. Some of y'all answer. Don't be y'all scared to answer the facts.
Drop on.
Where is the Ethiopian in America telling us this?
Well, because like I said, everybody's been subdued. That's like
subdued.
If you said, if someone was living in a mansion and they live in a project, they can't help you.
Okay,
brother Kwame.
You say do. Go ahead, brother. You next. Ask Brother Kwame. I want to hear from y'all today because I'm.
How can
y'all.
We take this ancient knowledge? I think I've asked Brother Kwame this question before. This your boy, Brother Juice, Central Florida, Region 4. How can we take this ancient knowledge and help it benefit our culture right now today? We know that all of these indecencies have been done. All of this wickedness has been done. How can we take that with the money game, everything that's going on with the banking crisis, the wars, how can we equate or how can we transition that into our struggle today?
Is that for anybody to answer or?
That's an excellent question. And the part that I'm saying is that we have been, as a people, taught that we were lesser than. We're greater than them. And this is the fear that they have. And once we come into the knowledge of self, this is why I was sharing, because Sean has defined himself. He didn't let somebody else name him. He defined himself. And these are the tools that we're going to have to use to defining who are we. What is it going to do to take it to free us? Because none but ourselves can free our mind, and this is what they are for, is for the mind of the people that look like us.
Well,
and if we can do
like
that
us,
part.
Now, hold on. That's the part that we got to look at. You say a lot of people look like us. Okay, for all y'all listening, 3/4 of the earth is melanated. 3/4. So looking like us ain't the issue no longer. It was maybe when you didn't know it was, but everybody should know by now that, and everybody should know this right quick, because I'm just want the conversation to get even harder, because this is something we've been hearing all our lives. The white man tells you himself that he wants to enslave his own people. But y'all heard yourself. He says, we want the white people to have a guilt complex. The question I'm asking y'all, on his survival level, does that sound rational, that I would want to kill my own people? I want you now to get on my own people. That means the white people got some type of bloodline that they ain't telling us about, obviously. Because why would you all y'all listening, think about that one.
I want to share something with that.
Yes.
It's important when Jesus told them, you are of your father, the devil. So now, when you look back in the scriptures and you find out why the 200 angels fell, because when they were creating Adam, the devil took 200 angels and they were trying to do their own creation. And then when God found out and didn't tell him he knew, he said, you're going to bow down to this new creation. So these creation that they made were devils. And that's why they was given 6,000 years. So no matter what we have done and tried through the generation, we can only rise up, but we still have the adversary to their removed.
Now, I'm asking all y'all listening. I got lines open. I'm trying to get y'all to – y'all been – now, if this is the case with the spiritual people out there listening, if we are fighting this battle, Brother Kwame, you know we love you. We tell, because you're a thesis right now. You don't know we're using you as the antithesis of how we're going to create a new thesis. Because – we trying to figure out, okay, if we look at what he's saying, he older than us, he's been around a lot of stuff. If you look at what he's saying, if somebody created these clones that y'all claim that's out there, then that means they created adversaries already for us that look just like us. Does the clone have to be automatically, biologically taken out, like through an embryo? No, it could be through brainwashing first. Obviously, they out there. But isn't that the Bible story? So if the people out there listening, because Ethiopia's in the Bible, if the people of that continent saying that we've forsaken the gods, brother, you out there saying the Orishas, we've forsaken those gods. We don't even call on them no more. If this is the case, then could this be a spiritual curse that is more of our own psyche denouncing our reality? Because somehow... somehow, I'm just going to say this. It's like people come at you in so many ways as if you are responsible for something that you were, you know. People are about to use their psyche power on you. That's what they're doing. It's like a husband and wife thing. Like, people know you ain't got no control over something, but they want to act like you got control over something to make them feel like, whatever the case may be. But ain't that what we're going through? Almost like mundane relationships.
Right. This is a creation, because psyche is in a Kemetic word which means spirit. It means the spirit. And so the thing that you've done is that Freud took it and recreated it to use it and say it's the mind. It's not it's the spirit of the being. And this is something that we as a people on that continent and we here on this continent have been one of the most spiritual peoples that exist. And so what they're doing is attempting to destroy the spirit, because even when they create the world, you can't put a soul in a robot. Divine intelligence is the only one that creates spirit.
Well, we as humans,
when we have sex stands for spiritual energy exchange. You're exchanging the power of a spirit of a man and the spirit of a woman to create another spirit that will walk this earth.
Now, I'm going to go with that, because that's part of my psyche. Now, let's go with the part where all y'all listening. Now, those who can't get on, I have no way of knowing why you cannot get on. It's just that I can only hang up and see if I can get you back. No, I can't do it now. Okay.
Hey, bro.
So, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say right now it's a battle for the spirit and the mind, body, and soul. It's a combination of everything. You know, it's a combination of everything.
Right.
Yeah, they want all of you. But the most important part that we should be, and like the sister always say, your soul is important, because you can have spirit. Spirit is whatever, but the soul, the essence of your being, when we look at the word being, I am that I am, on the a Masonic and deeper level, when he say, I am that I am. And you look at that whole verse, that is a combination of everything. But for me, the most important part is the spirituality for me, because I have to know my, like Brother Kwame said, and we've always said, it's all about self, knowing that self, but knowing that true self, and the whole wording of that.
Okay, let's go with that, because everybody wants to be.
Can I say something, Dry Bones? I want to answer the question you said earlier about Ethiopia. What is Ethiopia doing helping Black America? Okay, and you want to know, and you've asked that question to the both of the brothers, and they talked about self. That's good too. Everybody should know themselves, but Ethiopia is special to me through Enoch. But if you look at the current time, Enoch is millions of years ago. But let's look at the current time. Ethiopia is one of the poorest countries in Africa, but yet they have the riches. So they mine, they have gold and jewels and coffee, but yet they're still poor, very poor country. And the reason why is Americans need to take a look at Ethiopia. They haven't had an election since 1993. They became a Marxist-Leninist country. They're a communist country, okay? They have civil war with over South Africa. And why did they start that war? During in the Trump's era, you know, over somebody injured one of their military bases, people, or something, some bullshit. So they're over there fighting against each other for bullshit. And the reason why they're not going to help America is because they're trying to make America, like them, a communist, socialist country. When you have no rights, you're poor. Okay, so Americans, and they're democratic country. So American Black people need to be more educated and stop voting those people in, because the only way we can stop the line for us being totally communist country is when they take our money away. So if y'all just don't vote, that's how they lose. When you're unified and you don't go and vote for that party, we can slow the process here, because the United States is a thorn in their road, because here we have federal regulated policies on our money through the banks and through the government. When they get rid of that, you know, that's why that digital money is harder here, is because we want some collateral on our freaking money. What's going to happen? You just can't click and then magically all our money gone without no retribution, you know. So America has laws, and we have constitution. Ethiopia doesn't have a constitution that protects the citizens. So the Democratic Party is the communist.
That's a good – now, if you're going to teach young people today, the young people have to know what she just said in simplest form. They know that they are not able to date. Now, these people are going to our country. And what if we take U.S. dollars into their country? Is they now? How much y'all look at this for a minute? How rich could you be if we were to take our currency and transfer it into their currency at the rate of no interest? That would be the only reason why I would want to go into that country. If Ethiopia, all these countries that y'all love as being Black out there listening, I got all y'all on listening. Y'all claim all this stuff. I talk to a lot of people. All y'all, if you bring up Africa, it becomes your mama. Okay, say it is your mama. But somehow you got Alzheimer's because y'all don't remember shit. Don't have no remembrance of what took place the way y'all claiming over here in America. So either America lying or they lying. Which one is going to be? We're going to find out with facts today. What side is lying? Because I'm sick of hearing this crap about Africa. And I'm listening to all their news. They ain't talking about nothing in Black America. They talking about dealing with the United States on their level. Not on your level that y'all coming up with. Because I'm sick of y'all talking like y'all know Africa so much and ain't got no allies in Africa. None. Not one ally you could call. Say, I need a couple of dinars or gold right quick because I'm getting evicted. Ain't going to happen. So we got to come to reality base here, because maybe they have made us all a psyop, because there's no way we could be rationally thinking. Really. Think about it, everybody. Can you be rationally thinking right now? I know you want to believe it, but just have a good time. That's what, just believe in yourself. Is know thyself and know you got to laugh at yourself. That's one of the first things. You honestly believe, after what y'all been showing us on these tapes, all these threads y'all sending, with all this hardcore shit on it, like, oh, man, ain't no way we can win with our people's mindset. And just take your own area. Don't worry about the world. Fuck the world. Just look at your own zip code right quick. Let's go to Reality 101. Is you able to survive if a grid breakdown in your zip code? That's all I care about right now for you. Don't worry about what Saddam is saying, all this shit going on. Don't worry about this. Just worry about your own zip code. If you can't get any heat or AC because of a grid, you know that is torture. Regardless if you got a bank account of money somewhere, that's torture, just not able to have electricity. So they don't care about that now. See, that's why I know if you don't know real espionage, it's really sad right now. You can watch all these James Bond movies, Doctor Who, well, and show you how they can deceive you and then act like it ain't real. They already done this already. Go ahead. That's a done deal.
They have solar generators. They have solar generators that are large enough and have a high enough capacity,
of course,
to hook them up to your mainframe, to your power box, to your disconnect or whatever, and you can literally power your whole house. So that's what I'm trying to tell the family members. How much pay for that vacation that you went on last year or this year? You're paying $3,000-$5,000 for a lot of these trips. You're traveling, you're vacationing. That generator is only $1,200. You see what I'm saying? So we have to put our perspectives in place and get into survival mode at this point. You cannot sit around and wait on your open enemy or your oppressors to come up with solutions for you.
Right. Now that's just smart common sense. To say, okay, that's why I tell people, all they want to do is go places. And, I want to go ahead. Well, you ain't got your shit in order to be talking about going everywhere. Sit your ass down and worry about the
look at the young lady
reality
went over to Dubai and then got locked up. Look at the young lady went over to Dubai and got locked up for just acting ratchet. Just want to perk and be ratchet, mm-hmm. man. We got to get over that.
Now, I'm telling y'all right now, first of all, I'm talking to everybody in America, especially the women. Y'all would not have the same rights. I don't know why y'all voting this way. I'm just going to give you some simple reality. Look up Ethiopian men and women. Look up Arab men and women. Look up all those countries that y'all seen that want to all time look up the shit. And ask yourself some questions. Are you women willing to do what they women do? Let me know. I'll take an email, drybone7@hotmail.com, whatever. Yeah, y'all can put it. Tell me how. I'm going to show y'all the difference in a little while when I do the law of women on earth. And then I'm going to tell y'all how y'all know we can't trust. How are you going to tell me that those who've seen that movie, they use women to lure the children? Beautiful one. She was Miss Universe page for Columbia. Black. I want y'all to go look up. They showed the real people at the end of the movie. She was black. Most of Columbia is black. So y'all talk all this shit about the black. Okay, let's go to the Latin world. The Latin world, they don't see it the same way you do Black America. They already
been. That's a great movie, too, on Sound of Freedom. Y'all got to go check that movie out. Sound of Freedom.
I don't know if you heard earlier, but I did some deep research. I got the picture up that the people who financed was Freemasons, but they claim it may be a agenda because I deal with a lot of different people that show shit because of the fact that the funding came with this group that want to chip the kids in masonry, and it's connected to your dental records. Now, that's the only way you can identify is through Fingerprint and dental records. They went to the high level, dental. So people don't realize they're using your dental records, including me. They know who you are immediately. And Brother Kwame, you said the Geno program. That was vindication. We told you. When you research the Geno program, you can see it in everyday life. I'm already in the Geno program. Anytime you go to the doctor after that was done, you're in the Geno program. You don't know it. It's called something else. It's called healthcare love. It could be happy mommies. It could be anything. You're still hooked up. Now, the problem is I have with the zombie population that is growing unbelievable. And that's what the great apocalypse. So if I told you about to get deep, y'all of us don't know what y'all going to be listening to today. Ain't no football, ain't no distractions, except track and field, which I love because we got family members love track and field. Yes, indeed. We had some track and field people back in the day. And again, it's seriousness over your body. Your body is what you are. There's no doubt about it. Nobody going to how are we going to debate what y'all just said if we all just said the same thing, just different? Obviously, your body is yourself. If yourself go, you're finished. You don't take care of yourself, you're finished. God is
and
in the
dry bones.
Go ahead.
To piggyback on the sister because she was talking about the Book of Enoch and J.J. Hertak's book of the Book of Enoch. And he talks about in the first chapter about the three keys. And the third key is to tell us that creation that survived must desire a more eternal life and must be also and to gather light of the living because the frequency of life determines the next threshold within the biochemical evolution. This is what you're talking about, the human genome. The biochemical evolution, the light is the emancipation of divine love that desires to serve all manners of creation that serve the living light. And these are what the word, we got to start studying what we're saying. Okay, yeah, the Book of Enoch, but there's a whole book, J. Dave Bortok has put out the whole book and defining all of this part of what we're looking at because it's the thing that's happening. TikTok is taking away reading. You can go to yesterday's New York Times and what they're looking at is technology is reading books. They are not. And right there in Florida, I just pulled up the standards for teaching that your governor just put out and has put out and saying that how they're going to define how they're able to teach from K through 12, even into college, and yeah, defining what's African, what's slave, and how yeah, we're going to be retraining our children.
They brought in the
we got to look at
agenda.
Reading is fundamental. How did they say that the best way to keep a secret from a black person is what? Put it in a book.
Now, that's because they made it where reading was a law. But the blacks that was able to read and knew all, because remember back in them days, the several liberal arts, you had to learn Latin and stuff. They were teaching better. They taught, I want y'all to know something, y'all. Don't fool yourself. They taught better back in the olden days than they teach today.
That's why I said, when you depend on your open enemy to come up with solutions, whether it be economics, education, politics, you can't blame no one but yourself. This is the perfect opportunity for us to educate our own.
Now, right. Now here's the money.
Color school. I got a copy of my mother's high school diploma, graduated from Aberdeen Colored High School in Mississippi in 1950. This is we had schools, and we wanted to sit next to white folks and get bussed.
Well, I mean, that's the part that I told you, the civil rights movement, because it's communism, they made the white folks and everybody integrate. That's what you do when you become communist, y'all. See, that's why the New World Order got some scary problems. When you say one,
that's why it's called not integration, it's ingrateful.
Yeah, because you got integrated. And that was our biggest sin, that you took your tax-based money and went into a federal government system called civil rights. Let me get some more calls. 9451. That ain't our fault. Hey, I could go back.
Got to hear me?
9451. 9451. Go ahead.
You can hear me, bro?
I hear you. Go right ahead. Jump.
What's up, man?
You in there?
How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing?
Yes, we love
it. I didn't
it.
Like
love
that
it.
Clone Tyrone, man.
I know, yeah. I know you did. Tell us your point. Cause I remember you said, and somebody said, was, hey, I ain't see it yet, but give us your thoughts.
No, it was a blaxploitation movie.
Right.
It wasn't like a sci-fi. I thought they were going to get into the cloning, and I was like, ooh, but no, it was more, it was funny. It had its moments, but it wasn't.
It was funny, huh?
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was like, you know, Get Whitey type movie. You know, the white man
right. Spotting
on a black man, and these guys
came together
and shot them.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But I wanted to talk about the topic.
Go ahead. Jump
I had on. A few things to say. So let me walk for a minute here.
Go ahead.
All right. So, in my opinion, the opinion of Thomas Smith. African history is the worst thing to happen to black people. Okay? Kemet and Ethiopia is further away from West Africa than where the slave castles and things are supposed to be at. Then Warway is from Hollywood. We're talking like 6,000 miles. Like, this isn't, it's not feasible for these to be the same people, right?
Right.
Kemet is a creation made up in the 1970s by Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, and other people from that academia realm as a way to make black people feel good. It's all feel-goodism. So instead of studying our history, we're studying the history of people 6,000 years ago. We're claiming that they're our ancestors, and they were so great and knowledgeable on everything. And that's what we invest our time in instead of trying to fix our situation here in America. It's like it's like one of the greatest tricks ever pulled, man. And none of it can be proven. All they did was took the books written by Egyptologists who were white and made everything black. And, you know, we ran with it. They created this. They created that. Now, when you get into the whole Pan-Africanism, that's all a white supremacist construct. It was created by Charles Darwin. He called it Outer Africa Theory. It's the same thing. Everything comes from Africa. So, you know, yeah, our people here, they, oh, you're the first to do this, the first to do that. It's like, come on. You got the last to do everything today.
And Harvard,
what's above Africa, dry bone?
Don't forget Horowitz. Horowitz, another
one. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, go ahead. What'd you say?
And what's above Africa? You got the Mediterranean Sea and what
right.
landmass?
Yeah, Europa. All of Europa.
Europe, right?
Yeah, all of Europa. I call it, she was Europa. That's what they wanted to say she
so
is.
So if people evolved going north, from south to north, and it's monkey people in the south, right? And as they go further north up into regions closer to Europe, they go from Homo sapiens to Homo sapiens sapiens, where they have the abilities to build all these pyramids and these statues.
Right.
And you see how this fits white, and right above them is people that's more superior, right? Right, because you keep evolving going north, and those people have white skin and all this technology, right? So it fits into the outer Africa theory. It's perfect for what they're trying to do.
I'm gonna tell you why I love what you're saying, because again, we all came out of different eras, and when Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, Dr. Sheikh Diya, all this Afrocentric stuff was going on, I didn't know it was part of a big cabal until I got older and seen that they were able to be financed by some of these groups, the Carnegies. People don't realize who's financing you to travel. I don't think y'all realize it takes a lot of money to try and, you know, put you up. Boom, boom. You got to talk. You got to do your thing. And when you start to look at it on a whole, you'd be like, man, there's a lot of money coming in from sources that you don't believe will be giving money to this. But now that I know that they will do it because it's called opposition, you're absolutely correct. But let's go with that. Isn't that a trick to me? That they want all y'all listening now. I know y'all, I know that's Africa, but those maps, I ain't got a problem with the maps.
That, I was just getting ready to get to that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got these maps.
I was,
got,
I was going to ask the brother his take. I was going to ask the brother his take on, you know, it was a little controversy came, and some said the map, what they show Africa is really right side up or upside down. What's
upside
your take?
Down.
Because of the Nile. What's the true mapping of that? Yeah. What's your take on that? Because a lot of people say the Nile is the only river that runs from the opposite way.
The opposite way is the map.
What's your take on that? Is the map really upside down or that was what was fed? What's your take on that?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to reiterate, during the time of Abraham, what we call Atlantic Ocean was only 500 miles apart from where the land called America is. That's all that was separated. All before that, it was closer than that. So anytime right now you listen to people or hearing people talking about new maps, new this, new that, I mean, they just all that is just straight out confusion, okay? Mississippi it has a lot of likeness like the Nile.
Right, the Nile River. Right, that's what everybody say. Okay, so I got you on that. Now, let's go with that because.
But could I ask one question?
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm going back as far as when I went to school, and as far as geography goes, there's seven continents, correct? Because he was saying what's above Africa.
Right.
Above seven Africa continents. Is the continent of Asia.
Right.
It's a continent, is a body of land surrounded by water. Both sides of Asia, all of a sudden you get this redefining because you have South America, North America, you have Asia, you have Africa, you have Australia, you have the Arctic. Those are continents. How in the hell did you get Europe out of Asia?
And here's another thing, too. You know,
absolutely.
The white man,
Asia and Asia Minor.
Yeah, Asia Minor.
Here's the thing that we should be asking questions. This Caucasian man talks about all the history around the world, but he never talks about his history in the caves. So, I mean, until he starts talking about his history in the caves, then I ain't interested in nothing he say because he ain't
never
lying.
Now, let's go with that because, again, we all came up in different sectors. I remember the Nation of Islam before we got into it. Everybody said they came from the... Now, when I looked at Champlain and all them that y'all said earlier, Tom said earlier that these writers, y'all heard them. They had
but
Champlain.
Even with that-
no, but hold on, Champlain. We got to get some validity because this is what we all learn from. If these cats made these books, George G.M. James, who... was from Barbados with the Prairie Bluff, Arkansas. He is where Richard Pryor and them, because that type of masonry did know. It's not that the Masons don't know that black people are gods. That's not the issue, everybody. They know. It's taught all over the earth. I don't know where y'all getting this from. Y'all don't realize that they it's not about that. It's about rulership. So the rulership is about the rulership is what we get because I mean come on, we had AJ Rogers. When I first got into this game of knowledge, AJ Rogers was introduced to me, George G.M. James was introduced to me, all of them was introduced. I mean, Martin Delaney. How does Martin Delaney, who is a military person? And I asked all y'all this a long time ago. Only me and Caddy, only a few people talked about it afterwards. We want to do a show on that one. How does a military base become masonry? And then Martin Delaney writes all of the rituals with, guess who he wrote them with, y'all? Think about who he wrote them with. Think about who Martin Delaney had to have a conversation with.
Okay, they're getting ready to have a big conference on Martin Delaney, I think it's next month. Anyway, if I find out the information, I'll send it to you. But what I wanted to look at
No. The dude he was had to sit with was the Confederate Mason leader where the Mother Lodge is at.
That's after the history. You're talking about Kemet, and then you jump to Martin Delaney. You're talking a few thousand
Kemet.
Years.
Martin Delaney knew about Kemet. Martin Delaney knew about Kemet. He knew about all
right.
of it because, of course, in Freemasonry, they try to say that Luxor I'm talking about, if y'all know, Luxor is supposed to be the Grand Lodge, everybody. 1717.
But who taught the who taught the Romans and the Greeks? Who taught them? That's supposed to be the knowledge base of what you're. Where did they go to school at?
Nobody got a problem.
And you know so big about that?
Nobody got a problem.
All the structures in Rome.
They never existed.
All the structures in Rome and Greece, they all came from Sudan.
Okay.
So now somebody got to explain how they came across the water.
Not even just that. Hold on. Now, y'all, I want to see if y'all contradict yourself, because I love this program. Because this is y'all great mind. I'm here with great mind. Now, y'all telling me, y'all just said earlier, that feasibility and monetarily-wise, to make those type of excursions, to be able to go through, if the Suez Canal was there, I don't know, but to be able to go all the way down to the Horn of Africa up into America is a hell of amount of money. So West Africa, Timbuktu. Babylon, Timbuktu is one of the greatest books I've ever read. Rudolph Windsor. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't got no problem with our leaders telling us the truth, because they were able to do it. But what they did was they took their knowledge and they had to what? This is where plagiarize comes in. Their real manifesto, you ain't going to see, because it's too much. They got editors to edit the shit. Everybody I know, I looked this shit up. You got to have somebody give you permission to go into these sites. You ain't going into these sites because you took a trip. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, by the way, somebody mentioned Mississippi. It's really Mizraim Sippy. Sippy
right.
is the grandson
right.
of Mizraim.
See?
So, and then the Nile right. starts in Ethiopia. It don't start in Egypt.
Right. We know that. It goes the opposite way. But now, and even Uganda, because they said the Nile, the Blue Nile, is in Uganda. So this was...
Mm-hmm. That's
probably it starts from Lake Nyanza. Right. It starts right. at Lake Victoria at the Mountain of the Moon, Tanzania
right.
and Kenya.
Now,
and this is where it runs up, because this is why they use that highway to bring about the civilization. This is why you have Upper and Lower Egypt, is because it began from the center of the continent at the Mountain of the Moon, Mount Kenya. Kilimanjaro.
Right.
This is where civilization. The cradle, and the thing about South Africa, right now they're pulling out 250,000-year-old skeletons out of caves in South Africa. What are you looking as far as the oldest humans come from? Because like Sean said, where is their cave story? Because their cave story is nothing but handprints and pictures on the wall. The thing that we had is institutions and universities. First universities on this planet were there.
Nobody's debating that. That's why I tell y'all, I do not have a problem with y'all getting hyped about, because y'all heard earlier.
Feel good.
That does make you feel good. I understand that. My question is, I've been feeling good for a long time. So I know it's got to come a downer here and there. Now, the downer comes when I look at all that. In reality base, I said, well, damn, I'm not going to argue about it. But when I start looking at the world as a whole, there's pyramids all over the earth, y'all. So whatever this was able to go on the whole circumference. Whatever the earth was in Pangaea, the circumference of the earth, which the word G means, geometrician, is able to measure. Now, I don't know if y'all are thinking good like I am.
It means geography. Geo is the land study.
It means geometrician, earth measurer. I don't know what you was taught, but those of you in the craft know what I'm talking about. It means earth
right.
measure. I'm able to measure the earth. You can't do that from the ground. You got to be in the sky for that, y'all. I'm just telling y'all straight up. You can't measure the earth from the ground. It got to be from the sky. So whatever was flying around.
GPS.
Yeah, GPS. Thank you, y'all. Thank you.
Right.
That's why I say ain't nothing new under the Helios. This is old knowledge that y'all forgotten. That's why we've been hitting the head. Those of you in the crowd know what the hitting the head means. You forgot. You unconscious. That's why they call you zombies.
I am a biff.
Yeah. There you go. You said it yourself. So you already know. So you should know what we're saying is factual for sure, if you just said that. But, hey, let's get ready, y'all.
But I'd like to ask Tutmos a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead, y'all. I'm open.
Where are the books about the history of Turtle Island?
Books about the history of Manhattan?
He said Turtle Island. He called him Turtle Island, which I told you, I don't know why that's a debate no more. Everybody knows this was called Turtle Island. You don't got people from all groups say this was the inhabited, to this day, turtle inhabitation, y'all, in Florida. You fuck with a turtle inhabitation, you are going to be fine or go to jail. They will fucking, and a mammoth, and one of them mammoths that we got down here, you mess with them again, you are going to jail as you are an animal. So we got that. We already know.
But you got the caravel. You see, you said earlier it was seven continents, and you put Asia and Europe as one continent, which I get. But until they built the Panama Canal, which separated North and South America, it was one continent.
Suez Canal did the same thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'm trying to answer you. You asked me about the books in America.
Right, go ahead. Go
I mean,
ahead.
I'm trying to answer
that
question.
You can walk, no, this, yeah, oh, yeah,
Israel,
America.
So
that's
if you go
true.
Down
don't know about
to the, to the southernmost point of America, which would be Peru, and they have pyramids there, and the people are called Caral Supe, C-A-R-A-L-S-U-P-E. Caral Supe, two words. Mm-hmm. And you'll see these two old pyramids. They so old that, you know, they built all their houses taking the stone from the pyramids, so they don't quite look like pyramids anymore, but you can definitely see twice as big as anything in Egypt. Then you got Machu Picchu. So these people are all accounting their history, and you can see they're the same people, just a different offset of the same people. Then they go through the Amazon. You got more pyramids in Brazil than in Africa. Wow. All through the Amazon.
Wow. Yeah,
they find
like
new
that.
Ones every day.
Now
you go up into
Amazon.
Central America. You get into the Bonaparte murals, where they got the black people depicted with locks in their heads, cutting their heads off of these Asian-looking people.
Right.
Right?
My
then you go further north up into Mexico. But the
okay.
book is a European concept. A book is a European concept.
Now,
right? So they didn't have to. They vote on. They vote on war.
You did just enough to say. So we get. You said just enough to say. Okay. Now I'm listening to what you just said. I do 100% with factual say. It got to be some reason why they like to leave this out. Even Easter Island. Easter Island with the Parliament of Funkadelic. Turns us all on to
absolutely Easter Island too.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out. I don't know where the disconnect came, but I do know it's all. This is why we call it dry bone, because disconnect was already given to us in the 70s. The 70s gave us a lot of psychedelic shit, paranormal. I mean, psychedelic drugs with the making into mushrooms, which is still used today. Now, I just want y'all to know something. I'm gonna stop this live right now. I can't take that's why it's called a talk. Right now, y'all, Brother Luckner, me and you did, Brother Luckner, where you at when I need you? Me and Brother Luck back in the day did a thing. It's in New York City, y'all. New York City got the Masonic statue at the Exchange Center down there in Manhattan, where they show you all, as far as statues, they show you everything they did. If you've never seen that, shame on you, you live in New York. This is why. They all made that up. Nation of Islam made it up. I had to tell y'all that. Nation of Islam made it up. They all, that Yaku shit. See, y'all, I'm going to get to the nitty gritty of shit. All that space stuff, remember? Y'all said they knew it was, that was taught back then. How would Nation of Islam and them know about flying saucers, the mothership and all that? If y'all knew how long this goes back and these people came from the East to the West and gave us these doctrines that they learned, the mystics, they call the mystics. But the one y'all got messed up, y'all need to get out your mind. The Caucasian people is not what y'all talking about. They made their own name up. They called themselves this. That's the biggest lie. Facts matters. If you don't like it, too bad. This is the facts.
Oh, Uncle, we're famous. Hick the Faulkner, 65. And Richard Baker, 13, had been missing now for 6 weeks. Faulkner is Cork, Caucasian. Well, they got that wrong because you're obviously white.
In modern times, we often hear the word Caucasian in police reports, whether it be for missing peoples or people wanted by the police, as Ricky Baker just pointed out for us. When used in these police reports for describing people, it seems that Caucasian is used to say that somebody is white. So where did this name for white people come from? The name has its origins in the Caucasus mountain range, a mountain range that resides in the also named Caucasus region, which is between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea. The name Caucasus is believed to derive from the Scythian word Croicasis, which means ice shining slash white with snow, according to Pliny the Elder's natural history book. So how did the name of a mountain range come to be linked with people who have what has come to be known as white skin? Well, for this we have German physician, naturalist, physiologist and anthropologist Johann Friedrich Blumenbach to thank. Blumenbach introduced the idea of a new way of defining races. However, his idea of race was based on physical appearance as opposed to geography, yet the names of his ideas for races do come from geography. He split race into five different groups: Mongolian, which he called the yellow race that he saw in lands such as Japan and China; Ethiopian, which he called the black race that he categorized as all Africans minus those in the north of Africa; Malayan, which he called the brown race that he felt included Aboriginal Australians and Pacific Islanders; American, which he called the red race, which included the Native American race; and the aforementioned Caucasian race, which he called the white race, which he believed covered the majority of Europe, Western Asia and North Africa. Of course, this isn't the scientific fact, but just one person's interpretation. Blumenbach observed a lot of physical characteristics of different humans. One part of the body he was particularly interested in and thought was significantly important was the human skull. While researching skulls for his white race, he came across the skulls of Georgians and felt they perfectly captured the characteristics of his white race, naming his white race after the Caucasus Mountains that run along Georgia's northern border. Blumenbach's research was carried out during the turn of the 19th century, and of course the world has changed significantly since then. Blumenbach was an interesting fella. Despite pioneering the five race ideology and going so far to declare the other four non-Caucasian races as, and I'm quoting the man here, physically and morally degenerate forms of God's original creation, with God's original creation he believed to be the Caucasian race. Yet, despite all this, Blumenbach is considered one of the least racist thinkers of the Enlightenment. Historian Nell Irvin Painter explained that throughout his work, and especially in the definitive 1795 edition of On the Natural Variety of Mankind, Blumenbach rejected racial hierarchy and emphasized the unity of mankind. Yet, Blumenbach's ideas have become the foundation of something that has become known as scientific racism, in which people use the biology of others to justify their own superiority, with one infamous example being the use of skull size.
Now the man denounced what he even turned in Django, the movie Django with Jamie Foxx. That's why Jamie Foxx might have to be sacrificed. He played Django. Django showed you they were talking about Blumenbach era, the skulls. Yeah, you remember? Y'all remember Candyland? See, I told you, you don't know these movies and symbolism, you just, it'll go over your head. That's why I talk to people about a movie when they really don't know if, you know what you're watching? You're watching a German guy bring a black Moorish guy in purple, the color purple, that Oprah Winfrey bring him back again to make more money. A lot of people listen to me now because we at the time of hour, we at the hour where we're going to just get outrageous with you. How can you believe that you, think about it. You are people who are the richest slaves in Egypt. You, Joseph. Even if you were to say you were anything else, you're a liar. Because you're the only ones that's been here who have usurped a false identity, because you don't even know who you are, obviously, according to the story that you've seen to fulfill to the T. Have no idea who you are, and yet you're in high political politicianal moves, the major characters on all TV. You're billionaires amongst the world. The world is now, we had Messi. Messi was at, let me tell you, Messi was in, we got soccer. Miami is a friggin' international Bitcoin festival. I have to learn it. I'm being forced to learn it. They're out there. Serena Williams, she married to one of the British people, too. I want you to know, Serena Williams, he was at Red Dot, you know. So she's into it, too. She's into the internet. You know, she cannot say one word about the transgender movement or they be finished. They ain't going to do it. They would rather watch their family members die off before they give up that truth. So that's just how it is. You know, who am I to judge that? I've not been tempted with that much money. I can only judge that when I get tempted with that much amount of money. It ain't happened yet. So you're safe, family. Now, I'm asking all y'all to listen. Y'all ain't seen none of your black loving people that you love go against any of what's going on. And y'all telling me they're staunch Democrats. They will kill you if they find you Republican. This is how brainwashed black people are. We are the walking dead. I'm telling you, y'all are not going to believe me until it happens. Why was it filmed in Atlanta? It was filmed at the highest granite stone parallel. And y'all acting like we don't know parallel. You filming the show in Georgia, the capital of Region 4. I told you, Georgia's the capital.
Because Georgia is the granite capital of the world.
The
largest in Elberton, where the guide stones were, is where the largest world granite capital is. And Stone Mountain is a granite mountain that goes 16 miles into the ground. And so these otherwise, and in the new map, I Am America, is because this is considered Wahani. And where the second largest earth pyramid is down in Blakely called Kolomoki.
Now, hold on. You just said, now, see, that's why I know you don't see. I tell you, Brother Kwame, I got him on. I'm going to use his taste for my thesis. Now, he'll name two continents. He know both of them. Now, do you not see why people be skeptical to say why they, because Blumenbeck and them, you see the white people made their own name up. That ain't come from no blacks. That's they made up name. So right now, we following a lie. Are y'all listening? Did y'all listen to that? I got that on. Did you know that you following a lie to the Nation of Islam? They did not. They named themselves.
Right. And what Tutmos was talking about is in a book called The Mapping of the Mississippian Shattered Zone. And that's talking about the South and the North. And what they did was they built the same thing that Zophar, the first pharaoh in Kemet, his advisor was Imhotep, and he is the designer of the same step pyramids that you see in South America, started there at the beginning of the Nile. That's where they began the seven-tier step pyramids, and the Aztecs and the Incas, all of them made the nine because it's nine levels to the universe. Look at Carl Kaliman's book, and he talks about that. Even Jose Arguelles talks about it. Those nine steps is the nine levels of the universe. The nine is the ethers, and this is where they built their pyramid, step pyramid.
I had the pleasure of having Dr. David Himmeltep on here. Me and y'all look up his book. He did his research on. He had a book that was very, very. And again, the Black Panther, y'all, is over here. That's why they call the Carolina Panthers. They lived here too. They live in Central America. Jaguars, all that, you know, Panthers, Jaguars, same thing. And so we already know that. So the problem is somebody lying. It's called pre-Columbian art. Everybody go look up pre-Columbian art. It's not hard to look up. Go to images, and you will see black people with jaguars on. Now, I'm tired of talking about this old shit. Why is it we can't get beyond that to find out we've been lied to? Because if we've been worrying about Africa all this long time, and obviously, while going to ancient aliens, I'm so glad I did go. Because if something taught the universe something at the same time that y'all came as oneness, then obviously the pyramid stage is oneness, because it's all over the earth. It can't be all over the earth. It's not just in Africa. See, if it was just Africa, then we'd have a real plausible, you know, argument that, hey, it's Africa. But how could it be everywhere? So it just can't be everywhere, and then we're going to just say, oh, it's one place. That's Afrocentric. The white man created Afrocentric. His name is Horowitz and Blumenbeck. We did shows. I learned this a long time ago, even through Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark did tell me something about Tutmos. It said, order to find our history, look up your enemy. And I did that. I did that. And from doing that, I know we liars.
Right, because
liars.
He said...
We liars.
He,
we liars.
when Arthur Schomburg read The Negro Digs Up His Past, this is why Dr. Clark went to New York and went to the Schomburg Library to ask about it. Schomburg told him, study world history, and the missing pages of world history is your history.
Right.
And these are the things that we have to begin to understand, is being able to find out what part of this story, because it's our story and his story. There's two different stories.
We lying. Half of our story is a big lie. Now, come on.
Check this out, Drawbone.
Listen to this, right?
Listen to this, right? Now, Dr. Clark did all the studying of Kemet Schomburg, a Puerto Rican Jew, Schomburg Center, right on 135th Street.
But he's a Puerto Rican Jew. Let me make my point, right?
Yeah. When they asked Dr. Clark about his family, he said they was Muscogee. So you studied all of this damn Egypt stuff. You didn't go study the Muscogee and give us that information that those were black people and we were always here.
Right.
You know, so did they, you talking about people that had hidden agendas. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
like,
I'm gonna tell you,
why
I
would you?
Earlier. They ain't got hidden agendas. Y'all just didn't look it up. Who funded them? I did.
Well, what you're saying is correct because Muscogee was part of the five civilized nations, and Muscogee only means they lived by the swamps, and they were musty smelling because the Shawnee chief named Tecumseh gave them that name.
Now,
but he didn't teach that. He didn't teach that.
Hold on.
I'm understanding. I was a student of Dr. Clark.
Hold on. But I want y'all to realize is nobody could be more accurate with this factor that y'all are talking about. Is he did not tell that, and he right. But because I told y'all, y'all talking about something that y'all is factual about, but you wasn't giving him no money. You wasn't paying for his research, and definitely wasn't. So what he did, he got funded. Once you get funded in college, this common sense. I mean, we got fans. Don't you got family members that went to college? Once they get
Dr. Clark had an eighth grade education. He had an honorarium doctorate that they gave him because Dr. Clark taught himself.
Yeah. He went to school. He went to a college. That's a fact. He went to a college. He didn't go. He went to a college. Once he got to the college, like all of them do, you get indoctrinated. But you got to get funded, like everybody knows. You're not going to make it because black folks ain't funding you because they gave up that during the civil rights movement of funding themselves. They went to segregation. When you fund yourself, you're segregated. When you don't fund yourself, then that's why we have what we have. So
that's why you have the Oriental Museum there in Chicago is because Rockefeller funded James Brestet in order for him to build the Aswan Dam to cover up Nubia.
Right, but let's go with what we're doing because y'all like to get away. We're not talking about Northern. Let's just talk about America. How America blacks want to always give credit to a far distant land, which is factual. That's all they do because I've been around many of them. I've been to so many meetings you wouldn't even believe. And that's all I heard. I was like, well, damn. If we're going to be excluding these people who I'm seeing other black people is wealthy with them. Now, you want me to hate white people when I see all of Africa going to them. So I'm saying, well, that doesn't make sense. Because I'm looking at the Nigerians. Do you know how much British intelligence the Nigerians play for the British? Then I went into British intelligence and got me into French intelligence. And this is where it gets crazier. I said, French intelligence. That's damn the Grand Orient. I go look this shit up. I find out Haiti was on both sides of the Civil War. They work for both people. Ain't that amazing? Why don't y'all go look that up, y'all? Y'all want to talk about some black shit? Let's go look up how Haiti had war. They were with the British during the Revolutionary War. Why is this shit talked about? Because y'all are feel good. Y'all want opium. See, y'all was trained by drug users like myself, and that's why we always want to feel good. See, all y'all want to hear feel good.
We still under the Chinese.
Feel good shit.
Opioids came from the Chinese.
That's all y'all want. I know. You know. But I'm saying it on my show. Y'all can go to any other show. I'm giving you the fact. Y'all motherfuckers love to get high on whatever. You don't got to drink no more. You get high on yourself now. You got adrenaline. It's been altered. Your adrenaline will make you believe you
TikTok is a drug.
Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm worried for myself and everybody. Because the real prophets give warnings that become reality. This is one that's going to be your nightmare.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens. Because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms. Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm. Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Over. Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. Yeah, I mean, everything is being digitalized. Everything is being monitored. In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste because a crisis is an opportunity to also do good reforms that in normal times people will never agree to, but in a crisis, you see, we have no chance. So let's do it.
Vaccine won't help us go
the
to the test, of course.
The vaccine will help us, of course. It will make things, you know, more manageable.
Surveillance, people could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin, which I think is maybe the most important development of the 21st century, is this ability to hack human beings, to go under the skin, collect biometric data, analyze it, and understand people better than they understand themselves. This, I believe, is maybe the most important event of the 21st century.
By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
Natural selection is replaced by intelligent design. The era of inorganic life is now beginning.
In the coming decades, AI and biotechnology will give us godlike abilities to re-engineer life and even to create completely new life forms. We are about to enter a new era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design. Our intelligent design.
Now, I played that so y'all know that they're having meetings like this already telling you what they're going to do, and nobody knows because you love fake news. Because I told you, everything has been a friggin' illusion. Y'all should know that by now, all you on this line. So we did it. Go ahead. How do you explain that?
This is what I'm saying about the fiber optics. Fiber optics is the size of a hair. We are frequency. We are energy. And what they have done is being able to tap in and use that fiber optic, just like a hair, to absorb what energy is being transmitted from the human into the computer for the artificial intelligence that they're creating in order to be able to say to themselves that they are harnessing divine intelligence. Yeah, they're harnessing it, but they are not the creators, because there's above us is a cosmic intelligence and a divine energy greater than any man's computer can absorb.
Now, I love that what you're saying, but let's go with everybody on this line listening. Y'all got your lines open. I get that, but I mean, the fact that they are at a level, all y'all listening, that seems to be, I mean, I would never think this up myself unless it was a comic book, obviously, but they actually said they're hackable. Now I said, well, is it true? Yes, it is true. It's already happening. When they get people to crash themselves, you see how they was able to get people to crash their cars into people and you don't hear nothing about it no more? Are y'all not, I'm bringing reality to y'all, because
the 5G C-band, the bandwidth that they're transmitting affects your human brain.
But they're able to do it. Regardless of what we explain on this program, they're able to do it, people. I don't care how we explain it to you, how simplified we make it, they're able to do it. So be aware. They are able to break people, shoot people. Why you think they're able to shoot all these people up? Common sense should tell you all this by now. If a man could come on a show, it's not even brother... All of what we saying is just going along with the facts. But did y'all hear what they even told you themselves? It's not us being Kwame talking. It's not me and Brother G. It's all they tell you themselves. Oh, we're going to hack you in a meeting. You just don't hear it. Lucky you hear it on programs like this. Without these type of programs, that's why the people are dumb. Can you imagine? The people don't even know that they're able to hack them. So they are now.
Now I did a.
Go ahead.
I did a show on this with Bez, and tomorrow I'm doing part two on human enhancement technologies.
Go ahead. There you go.
And this week I'm dealing with the human enhancement drug, and I'm gonna tie that into Kanye West and Harley popping that, and how they're using that in Hollywood right now. These human enhancement drugs.
Well, just
I'm
play
deal
that
with
dude.
The art.
Just play that dude on the show
the
tomorrow.
Artificial.
Yeah, he put you on point. He put you on point. They're going to hack our asses. So all who get it, let them know they're going to be hacked.
They showed you that in the clone. They were putting that white powder to make everybody laugh. That's what they're knowing.
Now,
I'm going to deal with the artificial wounds by Ectolife. But when I asked the question about these drugs, like these human enhancement drugs, everyone gave me a moral answer as opposed to what I believe would be the real answer. What happens when they have a drug that can prolong your life and your mom is dying? And
I don't care about everyone. If you
everyone
got
gave a moral answer
child,
instead of a logical answer, right?
If you had to, I
would do
it. Okay, there you go.
I would do it.
That's not. So everybody realize if they come up with the man you just heard who's coming up with it, all we doing is talking about it. These people coming up with it. They already got the shit. So if you could be saved, they already got it. So what he just said, you going to do it. That's why I asked everybody. We did this shit a long time ago. Y'all wouldn't even answer that day. We asked y'all.
We could ask some questions.
We asked y'all, would y'all save yourselves with this new AI technology? And y'all was quiet as hell. We got the show to prove it. So anyway, okay. So let me ask you a question. So is this AI going to be the new religion? Because I just said Christianity gone. Ain't no Christians. Y'all a bunch of liars. Who going to be a Christian?
It already is.
Okay. So it's already a religion. Thank you. Y'all answer your own question. See, what a great show. I told you. I ain't even need nobody to know what the show is. They're going to end up agreeing because they love facts. Facts do matter. Now, let me ask y'all. So you saying, all y'all out there listening, now what if Satan because of the technology. Y'all just said that, Brother Kwame, you've been saying frequency. I hope y'all know that if Saturn was the first sun, it means it's coming back as Nibiru, much brighter than the first sun. That's in your Bibles. I hope y'all know that. So then this might be divine. Should I fight AI now once I find out that we're going to the original son of God? All y'all listening, answer that one. Because that's what y'all worshiping. Y'all saying the reason why the man told you we need a lot of electricity. That means another sun has to come. So that's Nibiru, according to many of you out there listening. So is it wrong for it to be the only begotten son? Is that what you've been praying to all your lives? The only begotten son of the Father. Yeah, okay. Well, that is the Father. His name is Saturn. Go ahead. Let's hear this from y'all. Y'all out there listening. How we know AI ain't right? I might want to live long. You know, my name is Dorian. Remember, anybody see the movie Dorian Gray? That's very symbolic. Want to live
but
forever.
What I'm hearing you sharing, and the part of it is Saturn, but we're in alignment on this galaxy where we haven't been in 26,000 years.
Well,
we had people living, Methuselah lived in 999. People
right.
lived that long ago because there was frequency of light, and the purity of the planet was
okay.
able to provide people to have that longevity.
What
the toxicity that we're in right now in this artificial toxic belt is causing a lot of death. And so what we're looking at is this a plan for genocide, or is this a plan for just specific ones to be able to live?
If Saturn, if all y'all been saying this for all this long, I've been listening to all these black people talk, Saturn is Nibiru. It's the real son, the son of God, who is the only begotten son, according to y'all in mythology. So if Saturn comes back and got way more energy, because we could see the moon. It's the first time in my life I remember seeing the sun, the moon, in the sky at the same time. And I could tell you that for sure in Florida. Y'all down here with me? Ain't we seeing the sun, the moon at the same damn time?
In Georgia, too.
Okay, so I don't know what y'all talking about. But I'm going to tell you this. If this is the barrel that been talked about, how I know AI ain't divine. Because y'all talking like AI ain't divine, but Gucci, the man told you we need energy. So if this sun coming in is the energy source to bring on, I'm going to ask y'all some questions because we got to ask some questions because we can't let everything.
You had Project Lucifer.
Uh-huh.
And that was with the Cassini satellite. They wanted to crash that into Saturn blow it up and make that the second sun. And that project actually ended like 2 years ago where they crashed it, but it didn't blow up. But they did attempt it. So look up Project Lucifer.
Yeah, so that's the Vatican.
That's the Vatican's telescope there in Arizona on the mountain.
Not their telescope.